Get your hot dogs, peanuts, right here.
KTRL presents High School Sports.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome down here to Coon Rapids, Iowa. Jeff Eichmann with you here. It is the Motor Inn broadcast booth, also the Mackey Motors at Tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Rolling Valley Conference of Baseball for you here today. Booyer Valley in town. They come in 4-3 on the year. They are 2-0 right now in the Rolling Valley Conference under head coach Dan Steele. He is assisted by Jay Peterson and Jordan Andrews. For the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders, they are really good again this year under head coach John Waddle. He is assisted by John Hayden. They are undefeated on the year, sitting 7-0, 1-0 right now in the Rolling Valley Conference. So this between the two teams right now, kind of at the top of the conference standings. For Booyer Valley, they lost 3-1 to Westwood, lost to Tri-Center 10-0, beat Cam 8-7, knocked off Exirocrin Kimbledon 8-1, beat Esack County 8-1. They also lost Icahn Manning 5-3 and won over Fremont Mills by a final of 17-6. For Coon Rapids Baird, they swept by Esack County 16-0, topped at Ridgeview 14-4, beat ACGC by that same 14-4 score. They swept through a doubleheader with Lennox, winning the first game 15-0 and the second game 4-3. Knocked off Woodbine 7-1 and defeated Ogden as well by a final of 10-5. We'll step away, take a break, back with more of our Mackey Motors tailgate coming up next right here on 93.7 KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Get our starting lineup here tonight as we come to you from the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Leading things off for Booyer Valley will be their shortstop, Jericho Ingram. Batting second and playing center field is Tristan Burkhart. The left fielder, Levi Reinke, will hit in the 3-hole. Playing third base and hitting cleanup is Logan Thompson. The designated hitter, Owen Cogdale, will hit in the number 5-hole. Batting sixth and playing right field is Trevin Krychek. The pitcher, Brody Koski, will hit in the 7-hole. Over at first base, batting eighth is Kel Soma. Batting ninth and playing second base is Jason Bromert. And the catcher, Logan Malone, will hit in the number 9-hole. Actually, will not be batting. He is being DH'd for here tonight. For Coon Rapids Bears, they'll lead things off with their first baseman, Cal Hayden. Playing shortstop, batting second is Ty Hayden. At left field, batting third, Eli McAllister. The catcher, Blake Hayden, hitting cleanup. You've got the right fielder, Jace Baker, hitting in the 5-hole. Batting sixth, playing center field is Caden Oswald. Out at second base, batting second, seventh, I should say, is Matt Sherburn. The third baseman, Merrick Marsh, is hitting in the 8-hole, and Cole Kretzinger will be on the hill and batting ninth. We've got to step away for our national anthem. We're back right after this with more baseball coming to you here from the Mackey Motors tailgate.
More Lumber of Coon Rapids is proud to back our local high school athletes on the court, the field, and the diamond. Just like a solid game plan starts with the right team, every great project starts with the right materials, from lumber to hardware and everything in between. More Lumber supplies the quality you need with hometown service you can trust. More Lumber, supporting student athletes and building strong communities, one project at a time.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to support our local athletes, including the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Community isn't just in our name, it's the heart of what we do. From home and auto to farm and business coverage, we're here to protect what matters most to you with prices that fit your budget and service that's always fast and friendly. Stop by our Coon Rapids office or call 712-999-2288. Community Insurance Agency, protecting what's important right here at home. Go Crusaders!
Looking for a new appliance? Head to Coon Rapids Hardware, your hometown appliance headquarters. Hi, it's Robin. We are your authorized Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer. If it's not on our floor, no worry. Let us order it in for you. From appliances to hardware, we've got everything you need for your home under one roof. We are proud supporters of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Coon Rapids Hardware, way more than your average hardware store.
At Pro Lake Super Value in Coon Rapids, we know that great teams are built in hard work, dedication, and community pride. And that's why we're proud to support our Coon Rapids Bear Crusader athletes. Whether you're stocking up for game day snacks, family dinners, or just your weekly groceries, Pro Lake Super Value has everything you need. Fresh produce, quality meats, and friendly hometown service. From our family to yours, go Crusaders. Pro Lake Super Value in Coon Rapids, your local store.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today, 999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Crusaders, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Cole Kratzinger on the hill here tonight for Coon Rapids Baird comes in a 1-0 on the year. He has thrown really well. This is his sixth appearance, making his second start of the season. He's thrown 7 2/3 innings, giving up 3 hits and 3 runs. All three of those have been earned. His ERA at 2.74. He has walked 7, hit 1, struck out 14. His walks and hits per innings pitch is 1.30. Opponents are batting 115 against him this season. He'll be facing Jericho Ingram, Tristan Burkhart, and Levi Reinke. Lead things off for the Bulldogs here as we head to the top of the first inning. Rolling Valley Conference baseball action for you here tonight. Of course, we'll have our Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame here tonight. Culver's again celebrating 42 years in business, 15 of those years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. Gretzinger coming out of the stretch. First pitch on the way. He's going to miss up and away in the count, 1 ball and no strikes. Blake Hayden, the freshman, getting to start behind the plate. The senior Cal Hayden over at first. The senior Max Sherburn at second. You've got the eighth grader Merrick Marsh at third. And the junior Ty Hayden, who's been fantastic this year out at shortstop. There's a fastball up and in. Got him to offer at it. And the count evens up at 1 ball and 1 strike. The sophomore Eli McAllister out in left. The junior Caden Oswald in center. And the junior Jace Baker getting the start out in right field tonight for the Crusaders. 1-1 offering, breaking ball, started at the hitter, broke across the inside corner of the plate, and the count now 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ingram, the sophomore's had a really good year for Boyer Valley, hitting .429. He's got an RBI, 7 runs scored. He's a good base runner, but there's a foul tip caught by Hayden. That is going to be the first out here. First strikeout of the night tonight for Kretzinger.
That'll bring up the center fielder, number one.
That'll bring up the center fielder,
Tristan Burkhart.
Burkhart coming in, a junior, hitting .333 with a double, a triple, and 8 RBI. Boyer Valley, like almost every team right now in baseball and also in softball, you got some kids hitting it really well. And then you got some kids that are kind of trying to find their groove at the beginning of the season. There's a pitch down in the dirt, knocked down nicely that time by Blake Hayden. Blake got some time at catcher a year ago for the Crusaders, but looks like he's almost moving into that almost full-time role behind the plate this year. The 1-0 pitch on the way, fastball missing up top. And the count, 2 balls and no strikes. Had thrown 3 straight pitches in the zone after starting off Ingram with the ball. A 2-0 pitch on the way. Fastball catches the outside corner. Nice pitch right down around the knees. And that'll even things up at 2-1. Defense looks to be playing straight up. It almost looks a little bit like Baker playing somewhat shallow with a right-handed hitter up out in right field. There's another pitch right on that outside corner. He's trying to find where that strike zone is here. And he has found that that outside corner down around the knees appears going to be here. And the count is 2-2. Really good location. If he had offers it there, he comes back with a fastball up top. He's got two strikeouts to start the ballgame. That'll bring up Levi Reinke, the left fielder. Reinke, the senior, hitting .389 with a double, a triple, a home run, and three RBI. Just going to say here a moment ago, you keep hitting that outside corner at around the knees, and that keeps getting called. Eventually, Boyer Valley's going to have to take some offers at that. And all they can do is probably hit a chopper down towards Cal Hayden at first. There's a fastball right down the middle, and the count is 0-1. Beautiful day down here. Chances some rain coming up, so they move to varsity first here tonight. Few people moving varsity first here tonight. There's a pop foul out of play up the first base side. It'll head over towards the concession stand area up onto the track. And the count is 0-2. I know ICAM Manning moved their games to varsity first tonight. Coon Rapids Baird softball at Carroll High got moved to a 5 o'clock start for the varsity instead of a 6 o'clock start. The 0-2 offering, breaking ball, chop foul back behind the plate, and the count remains no balls and two strikes. Coming over to pick that one up is Logan Thompson, the third baseman, the on-deck batter for Boyer Valley. Good crowd on hand for this early start. Got a nice Coon Rapids Baird crowd over to my left. See Rich Baker over there. Boyer Valley's got a good crowd to my right. Both crowds will probably grow a little bit as this game goes on, as some parents get off work. Fastball misses up top, and able to hold back that time is Reinke. Thought about offering at it, and that's what you do when you got an 0-2 count. You don't give them anything real good to hit. You try to get them to chase something and chase your pitch. The 1-2 offering, breaking ball, chopped down the line at third. Marsh will back in. The throw to first is high. Hayden with a great stretch to be able to get him over at first base. And that is going to be the final out of the inning. No runs on no hits, and no errors, and nobody left in the first for Boyer Valley. We'll head to the bottom half of the first. It'll be Hayden McAllister when we come back in 1 minute here on 93.7 KKRL.
Door got a dent? Hood got a ding? Tony's Corner Body and Paint will get rid of that thing. That window crack and that fender scratch has met its match. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. If the repair is big or the repair is small, Tony's Corner Body and Paint does it all. Tony personally guarantees all auto body repairs because he repairs it himself. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. Get a free quote. Main Street in Coon Rapids or call 712-999-DENT.
During harvest, you need a machine that's as hardworking as you are. One that gets the job done quickly and efficiently with minimal maintenance and maximum performance. The Honeybee Airflex NXT Draper Head from SCI in Coon Rapids is your clear-cut choice for a faster harvest. Featuring a flexible cutter bar controlled by air, the Airflex NXT quickly and effortlessly reacts to changing terrain. Plus, the air suspension system is completely adjustable from your combine's cab, reducing downtime and increasing productivity. Call SCI in Coon Rapids at 712-999-BEAM to discover how Honeybee can help you maximize profits.
Good thing to start things tonight for Coon Rapids Baird in the top of the first. We'll see if they can respond with that in the bottom half of the first inning. It'll be Cal Hayden, Ty Hayden, and Eli McAllister. They'll be facing the junior, Brody Koski. Koski comes in 1-0 on the season, having thrown 6 1/3 innings. He's given up 3 hits and 7 runs. Both two of those have been earned. His ERA pretty strong at 2.21. He has walked 6, hit 2, has struck out to 14. His walks and hits per innings pitch is 1.42. Opponents are batting .091 against him this year. This is his first start of the year and his fourth appearance on the hill. So a right-hander out on the hill here for Boyer Valley as we head to the bottom half of the first inning. Kretzinger looking really strong in that top half of the inning. Again, 3 strikeouts and then a really nice backhand for an 8th grader. Merrick Marsh had to go to the line backhand that one. Now, the throw was up a little bit, but you got a really good athlete and a guy with some good height over there at Cal Hayden. So he made a throw that was good enough. Cal stretched a little bit, was able to come up with that one to get that final out of the inning. So that's how that first inning went. Cal Hayden coming in, the senior. He has been fantastic his entire career, off to another great start here. Again, going to Iowa Western to play baseball. We'll hope to play some D1 baseball after a year or two at Iowa Western. Comes in hitting .409 with a double, 8 RBI. He has scored 14 times, walked 9 times, struck out 3, his on-base percentage at .581, his slugging percentage at .455, and his OPS is at 1.036. So one of the elite guys in 1A baseball, and he'll take the first pitch downstairs for ball one. We'll give you a look at that defense for the Bulldogs coming up here in just a moment. Lefty will step back in. Defense playing fairly straight up. The outfield, especially out in right field, deep. 1-0 pitch misses outside, and the count 2-0. Logan Malone, the sophomore behind the plate. The senior kills Soma over at first. Got a sophomore in Jace Bromert at the second. Logan Thompson, the senior, at third. Jericho Ingram, a sophomore, out at shortstop. 2-0 offering coming up here from Koski. It's on the way. This one's going to miss low and away. And the count 3 balls and no strikes. The senior, Levi Renke, out in left field. You've got a junior in it, Tristan Burkhardt, in center. And a freshman in it, Trevin Krychek, getting the start out in right field for the Bulldogs. Most teams do this with Cal. Not really, it's not the intentional walk where you just tell him to go to first. But they just don't give him anything to hit.
That brings up shortstop.
That's why he has walked now.
Ty Hayden.
Looks like it is at what? 10 times already this year through 8 games. Last year those numbers were even bigger because a lot of them were just intentional walks. But now the guy that has put together a season that is like none other so far this season. He has been the elite player in our area. The junior Ty Hayden coming in hitting .737, 4 doubles, 2 triple, a home run, 12 RBI, 10 runs scored. Has also walked 9 times. Cal will take off. The throw from Malone not going to be in time and end with a stolen base is Cal Hayden. Now, when you talk with head coach John Waddle, this is exactly the reason that they like to put Cal in the leadoff spot. He is a great runner. He's a track sprinter, and he is a guy that if you walk him within about 2 or 3 pitches, more than likely he's going to be standing over at third. We get you the rest of Ty's numbers. Some of them are just incredible so far this year. We'll get you those after this 1-0 pitch. It's on the way, and there's a chopper out towards short. And bobbling that one, but scooping it up is Ingram. The throw to first is in time. Hayden going to move down to third, and he'll get in safely. So Cal will move on the tie ground out at 6-3. We'll get you Ty's numbers coming up.
That brings up
next time he comes to the plate. That's going to bring up Eli McAllister, the sophomore left fielder, hitting .227. Couple of doubles. He's driven in 9. He's got his 10th RBI standing over at third base. Righty will step in. Righty-righty matchup. Scoreless here in the bottom of the first. Koski has thrown 6 pitches so far. Kretzinger threw 12 in the top of the first. Crusaders looking for their first hit. Pitch on the way. There's a chopper foul down the third base side. Cal just able to jump over the top of that one. Blake Hayden is waiting on deck. Eli struck out 6 times, but has walked 6 times this year while scoring 5 times. So has done a nice job at the plate. You look at the on-base percentage of all of these guys from Kuhn, and they're all good because they all know the strike zone and swing it, that, you know, the pitches they're supposed to. The 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, that's a nice pitch by Koski. Started up, broke low into the outside part of the plate, catches the corner. And quickly, he's out in front here, no balls in, 2 strikes. John Hayden, the assistant coach, longtime assistant coach down there in the first base coach's box. It's sunny and cloudy right now. I'll get you the temperature down in Coon here in just a moment. There's a fastball going to miss inside. Squeezed away from Malone for just a moment, but Cal Hayden not going to try and steal on a ball that is that close. Right now, our temperature here in Coon appears to be about 84 degrees. The high today was 87. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball called. Strike 3. First strike onto the ballgame for Koski. That is a beautiful, beautiful pitch. Second time he got him on a pitch that started up and then broke down into the zone. Coach John Waddle down there in the third base coach's box having a conversation with Eli McAllister as he heads back to the dugout. That'll bring up the catcher Blake Hayden, the freshman, .389, a double, 6 RBI, 3 runs scored. On base percentage at .556, does a nice job of putting the bat on the ball. Going to need to do that in this situation. The first pitch will miss up top. And the count is 1-0. Cal was walked to start the game. And then stole second, moved down to third on a ground out to the shortstop by Ty Hayden. Pitch on the way, flared foul, back out of play. That went up the first base side. And And the count evens now at 1-1. Defense again playing pretty straight up. Krajicek shallow with a right-handed hitter out in right field. Also, Burkhart not playing real deep, about normal depth out in center field. The 0-1 offering. That one, excuse me, the 1-1 offering catches the outside corner. That one started outside, curled back in, and broke back in and caught the outside corner. So Koski finding his rhythm after the four pitches that he threw to Cal, has thrown a total of 10 pitches since then. He's up to 13 here in this first inning. That one in the dirt, great knockdown by Malone. That one hit the grass in front of the dirt in front of home plate as he tried to overthrow that one a little bit, and Malone did a fantastic job of just getting down and smothering that one. If he doesn't, Callahan easily scores from over at third, and the Crusaders get that first run of the ballgame. 364 to dead center, 325 to left center, 371 to right center. Pitch on the way, and that's going to miss inside. Almost got him. And the count now even on Blake Hayden, 326 and down the right field line, 319 down the left field line here in Coon. We're at the John and Lisa Waddle baseball field. It was named for them, I think, 2 years ago now. Pitch on the way. Flared back, got him to chase a fastball that was going to be out near the outside part of the plate, but Blake, of course, catching for Coon Rapids Baird, so he knows that that outside strike was there for his guy, so he's going to protect with anything close with two strikes. That's what you got to do anyway. Anything close, you just try to fight it off and push it foul if you can. Pitch on the way, breaking ball misses up top. So Blake Hayden with an outstanding at-bat, going to earn his first walk of the night, second walk of the night given up by Koski. That is going to bring up Jace Baker.
14, Jace
the junior
Baker.
Coming in hitting .214, couple of RBI, not seven walks on the year. Has also been hit twice. His on-base percentage at .500. Andrew McAllister coming in to run for Blake.
First.
So McAllister, a good base runner. He's a track kid, so good speed. 1-1 in stolen bases. I wouldn't think they would send him here, but I wouldn't put it past him to put him in motion to try and score Cal from third and get themselves on the board if Andrew could keep himself alive long enough for Cal to be able to score, and Cal's a heads-up player over at third. There goes the runner. They're going to fake the throw down. And Cal smart enough that he didn't really move too far off of third. Andrew McAllister now at second. Pitch is in there for a strike to Baker, and the count is 0-1. A one offering outside. And the count 1-1. So just when it looked like Koski was kind of getting into the rhythm, he had to battle hard to try and get Blake Hayden, and now it seems like he's kind of lost maybe a little bit as he was really sharp against Ty Hayden and Eli McAllister. 1-1 pitch coming up. Cal dancing around over at third. Can see him out of the corner of my eye. The 1-1 pitch misses. And the count goes to 2-1. More fans rolling in here as both crowds getting a little bit bigger. Want to thank all of our sponsors here tonight from Coon Rapids. I'll run you through that list here in just a little bit. 2-1 offering on the way. Koski's got a really slow approach to the plate. So if I'm a base runner, I'm reading that, and I'm probably getting a really, really good jump if I want to try and steal a base. Right now, runners at second and third. He is coming out of the windup, but he takes a really slow step back, and then that come to the plate is really, really slow, and I think we're going to get a balk.
Baker draws the walk.
Yep.
That'll load up the bases for number 8.
Hang on here. I think we have a balk call. Yep, so that's going to be the count. So Cal Hayden will score on the balk. And Jace will have to come back.
On the mound.
So the Crusaders on top here now by a score of 1-0. Andrew McAllister moves down to third. .31 should be the count here, I think, on Jace Baker. Ball called before the pitch was thrown. Pitch on the way up top for ball 4. McAllister started to head back. That one crept away from Malone just a little bit behind him. Third walk given up here in the inning by Koski.
First on the walk, that'll bring up center field.
He has walked 6 coming into today and 6 in the third inning plus hit 2. So technically you could say 8 free passes and six in the third inning. So when he's not on, he can maybe struggle a little bit to find the strike zone. Caden Oswald, now the junior center fielder, stepping in, hitting .235, a double, four RBI, eight walks, two hit by pitches, .519 on base percentage. Runner goes Jace over at first as the pitcher went out of the windup. There's going to be a pop foul back onto play. And the count is 0-1. Surprised that Oswald swung at that one with Jace getting a great break, because Koski went out of the windup. So as soon as he took the step back, and if you're Baker, you just take off. So runners again at the corner. One run in, two out. We're in the bottom half of the first inning. And now he'll come back out of the stretch. Baker with a short lead takes off. Pitch in there for a strike to throw right back to the pitcher. So Baker will move up to second. Runners on second and third, and the count is 0-2 on Caden Oswald. So now Oswald's got to protect anything close to the plate, needs to be trying to get a piece of it, whether he fouls it off or tries to get a base hit and drive it somewhere. Two runners in scoring position. Pitch on the way. That's going to hit him.
Oswald moves down to first. That'll
load the bases.
Pitch.
First hit by pitch for Koski here, and that's going to bring up Max Sherbrin. Sherbrin coming in, the senior, hitting .091 with a double, three RBI. On base percentage, though, at .545, is he has walked eight times and been hit three times. Inning started with Cal Hayden walking, then stealing second. He moved down to third on a ground out to the shortstop by Ty Hayden, and Eli McAllister struck out looking. Then we had back-to-back walks to Blake Hayden and Jace Baker. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed. And the count is 0-1, and then Caden Oswald was hit by a pitch. During that Baker at bat, there was a balk called that scored at Cal Hayden from third. It also moved Andrew McAllister down to third, which is where he's at right now. Bases loaded, pitch on the way, up top. 1-1 the count right now on Sherbrin. Had a conversation with somebody from Bootier Valley and somebody from Coon, got differing opinions. One doesn't like the pitch count. The other was completely in favor of the pitch count. Pitch on the way. There's a swing and a miss. High inside fastball. That's a tough one for a righty to handle. And they count one ball and two strikes now on Sherbrin. Bootier Valley over in the sun right now in that first base coach's box. Coon's in the shade over in the third base coach's box, or the third base dugout, I should say, not coach's box. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed. They'll have to tag the runner, but that is going to do it for the inning. So two strikeouts in the inning, but three walks and a hit by pitch and a balk. We'll put one run on the board. One run with no hits. One run on no hits. There was no errors, and they leave three runners left on base. We're through an inning complete. It's 1-0 Coon Rapids Baird. We're back in a minute here on 93.7 KKRL.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Get out, have some fun at Coon Bowl 3. Roll a few frames on their eight lanes. Then sink your teeth into one of Iowa's top 10 best burgers. Served hot, fresh, and full of flavor. Coon Bowl 3's full menu has something for everyone, from hearty meals to tasty snacks, perfect for fueling up between games. Located on 6th Street in Coon Rapids, Coon Bowl 3 is your go-to spot for food, fun, and friends. Proud sponsors of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders and all area teams.
Coming to you live here from the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Looking for a great deal on your next vehicle? Stop by Motor Inn of Carroll and check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Friendly service, also great financing options, and a team ready to help you find the perfect ride. Motor Inn of Carroll, together let's drive. It is going to be Logan Thompson, Owen Cogdill, and Trevin Krychek due up for the Bulldogs of Bootier Valley as we head here to the top of the second inning. 4, 5, 6 are the scheduled hitters. Cole Kretzinger back out on the hill for his second stint here in this ball game. Pitch on the way, misses up top. And the count 1-0 on the third baseman. Thompson coming in, the senior, hitting .130 with a couple of RBIs. On-base percentage at 200 on the year. Pitch on the way. Chopped out towards Marsh at third. Does a nice job fielding that one in the hole in the throw over the first in Don. The eighth grader looking pretty salty over there at third base. That's a nice play. Ty Hayden at shortstop was backing him up, but he just slid over to his left as that ball was in the gap between third and short and comfortably fielded it, planted the feet, showed a nice strong arm, making a good throw over to first, and there's one out. And that's going to bring up the designated hitter, Owen Cogdell. The sophomore comes in hitting 250 with an RBI and two runs scored. On base percentage right now at 571. Pitch on the way. There is a chopper foul back behind the plate. And the count 0-1 on Cogdell. And Kretzinger continues to throw strikes through 14 pitches in that first inning. Three pitches so far in this inning. Koski threw 29 pitches in that first inning. He was at 12 pitches after the first three hitters. Pitch on the way. That tells you when you don't throw strikes, as Kretzinger finds the outside corner around the knees, and the count again is 0-2. Pitch count can add up to you in a hurry if you don't throw strikes. Hayden sitting up low and outside. That one will miss low and outside. Tried to get him to chase. One ball and two strikes on Cogdell. Oswald has taken a couple of steps back out in center field. Otherwise, everybody at about normal depth. Sherbin playing just off the grass at second. Breaking ball. That's not going to break, and that's going to hit him. So each team now with a hit my pitch. That'll be the first base runner here, the leadoff runner. Not leadoff runner, I guess. Second batter in the inning, but first base runner here tonight for the Bulldogs. That'll bring in Trevin Krychek. Krychek will come in hitting 333, two RBI, four runs scored, two walks, on base percentage at 520. He's a really good base runner, 7 of 7 so far this year. Cogdell also 1 of 1 in stolen bases. Don't think he'll look to run, leaning back to first with Cal holding him on. Pitch on the way up top. Blake throws it pretty well behind the plate. He is a Hayden, of course, and they count one ball and no strikes. Hayden and Waddle having a conversation in the dugout right now. Hayden usually calls the pitches. Kretzinger takes a look over at first, comes to the plate. There's a foul ball back up against the netting. Leaving things up at one ball and one strike. I can feel a little bit of a breeze. It's blowing ever so lightly, kind of almost from, it's switching a little bit. At times it looks like it's blowing left to center, but at other times it looks like it's blowing straight out to center field, which is where it's at now. But the breeze only about 5, maybe 10 miles per hour when it picks up. There's a pop-up. That's going to drift out into shallow left. Ty Hayden from shortstop will back up. He's going to make the play. And there are two outs here in the inning, and that'll bring up the pitcher, Brody Koski. The junior coming in, hitting 158 with a triple and at two RBI. We look like we may get a different hitter here, and we're going to. Thomas Heaston will hit for the pitcher. So the pinch hitter is going to be Thomas Heaston. Trying to get you some numbers for him here real quick. So Heaston coming in, hitting 167, does have a double. Has struck out four times. Six plate appearances for him so far this season. So this will be his seventh plate appearance of the year. In the top of the second, 1-0, Coon Rapids Baird with the lead. Cogdell still on over at first, hasn't gotten more than about a two-stamp lead. Kretzinger will find the outside corner to Heaston, and the count is 0-1. A lot of Heastons over in that Dunlap Down City area, grew up over that direction. Used to fish out at some ponds owned by the Heaston on their property. Throw down to first. That's going to be in the dirt. It'll bounce off of Cal. Picking it up is Sherbrin. 1-1 the count now on Heaston. Snap throw down that time as Cogdell had gotten a couple of extra steps off. Blake came up firing but left it a little bit short. And one hopped off of the shin of Cal. There's a line drive back up the middle. That'll be a base hit. First one for the Bulldogs here tonight.
base hit up the middle will bring up number 27.
That's going to put runners at first and at second. That's the first hit of the ball game for either team, and that'll bring up Kale Soma. Soma, the first baseman, a senior, coming in hitting 308, a double, three RBI, three runs scored. On-base percentage at 550 here early in the season. So the Bulldogs threatening to tie things up here in the top of the second inning. Two outs here in the inning with runners at first and second. And the pitch on the way misses outside for ball one. Number eight guy here in the lineup. If you're Kretzinger, you want to go after these next two guys for sure. Try to get them out, not let this thing get back to the top of the order. And let the Bulldogs get some confidence rolling. And now Kretzinger going to take a little walk back behind the hill. Chasing the guys back. Cal playing behind the runner over at first. Sherburn shading the bag at second. Ty Hayden playing normal position, maybe in a little bit over at short. Kretzinger out of the stretch. Sherburn dancing towards second. And now Blake Hayden kind of says, got up and actually kind of pointed for Kretzinger to come off of the rubber. So he does. Cole now up to 27 pitches here, nearly through two innings. An inning and two-third in the book. And now Cole will spin. Sherburn was over on the bank, but not that far off his Cogdell. He doesn't look like he's got any thoughts of running. He's only about five steps off out there at second. He's more than likely not looking to steal third with two outs. Pitch on the way. There's a shot. That could be trouble into the gap. That'll drop in for a base hit. One run going to come in to score. Holding up in second, is it going to be Heaston?
Base hit and an RBI.
For Kale Soma. And we are tied at 1-1. Second hit given up for Kretzinger. First run of the ballgame. Soma picking up his fourth RBI of the season. That'll bring up the second baseman, Jason Bromert. The sophomore that'll hitting 048. Has scored
Jason
four times.
Bromert.
Struck out seven times as well. So if you're Kretzinger again, this is the part of the order that you really want to go after. Pitch on the way. Popped up. That should be playable for Cal over at first. He'll back up a little bit. Catches it, though, on the dirt for the final out of the inning. But a good answer for Bouyer Valley. They pick up one on two hits. There was no errors. And they leave two runners left on base. We'll head to the bottom of the second. We're knotted at one apiece back in a minute here on 93.7 at KKRL.
New Way Auto Group.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
More Lumber of Coon Rapids is proud to back our local high school athletes on the court, the field, and the diamond. Just like a solid game plan starts with the right team, every great project starts with the right materials, from lumber to hardware and everything in between. More Lumber supplies the quality you need with hometown service you can trust. More Lumber, supporting student athletes and building strong communities, one project at a time.
We're headed here to the bottom half of the second inning. It'll be Merrick Marsh, Cole Kretzinger, and then the top of the order, and Cal Hayden, 8-9-1 to Upkoski back out on the hill here as we start this second inning. Koski again was hit for. And actually, no, we've got a new pitcher out there. So let's get you who that is. That is Tristan Burkhart. I'll try to get you any of the other changes here as I glance out there. Ingram is now out in center. Looks like Krychek maybe at short.
Leading off for the Crusaders, third baseman, number 20, Merrick Marsh.
Thomason is still over at third, trying to figure out who is out in right. Can't see the number out there. First pitch on the way up top for ball one. Merrick Marsh coming in, hitting 111 on the year. 1-0 pitch on the way. In there for a strike, and the count is at 1-1. Burkhart making his fifth appearance. He's 1-1. Has thrown 15 innings. Pitch on the way in there for a strike. That'll run the count to 1-2. Burkhart has given up 17 hits, 18 runs, 11 are earned. The ERA at 5.13. Has walked 8, hit 4, struck out 11. Walks and hits per innings pitch 1.67. Opponents batting 212 against him. There's a fastball swung on and missed for strike 3. So that is the second strikeout.
Number 1, that'll bring up the pitcher. Number 9, Cole Kretzinger.
That is going to bring up Cole Kretzinger. So one out here in the inning. Your Valley has got 3 strikeouts now. They struck out 2 Crusaders back in the first. That'll bring up Kretzinger. We'll get you his numbers. There's a swing and a miss and the count 0-1. Cole coming in, the senior, hitting 254, runs scored. Has walked 3 times, been hit once. His on-base percentage right now at 400. He'd like to get on base and give Cal an opportunity here. The 0-1 pitch down in the dirt, and the count is 1-1. So, again, some quick changes here. Koski lasting just a 1 inning. Just could not, even though he struck out 2, he walked 3 and hit 1. Gave up the 1 run. It was earned. There's a fly ball out towards center field. Drifting back and making the play for out number 2.
Slide out to center field for out number 2. That's going to bring
again,
up
that's Ingram out in the center field now, so that is the second out of the inning, and that's going to bring up Cal. He walked on 4 pitches, stole second, and then scored on a balk from third back in the first inning in his other plate appearance, so second time through the lineup for Kuhn. It'll be the first time these guys have seen Burkhart. 2 out, nobody on. 1-1 our score here in the bottom of the second. Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame tonight. Culver celebrating 42 years in business, 15 of those years in Carroll. Culver's welcome to Delicious. There's a breaking ball that is hit hard out in the center field. Getting
base
to it quickly is Ingram.
That'll bring up
but
the shortstop.
2 out single for Ingram.
Ty
or excuse me, for Hayden. It's going to bring up the shortstop, Ty Hayden. I grounded out to short his first time up. Told you I hadn't gotten through all of his numbers. 737 is his batting average. 4 doubles, 2 triple, a home run, 12 RBI, 10 runs scored, 9 walk, 2 hit by pitch, on base percentage at .833. His slugging percentage is at .1316, and his OPS is at .2149. Runner goes, and into second is Cal. Second stolen base of the season for Hayden. Cal 5 of 5. In stolen bases now on the season. 1-0, no strikes to count on Ty. 3 different Haydens in the starting lineup this year for Coon Rapids Bear. Breaking ball behind, and Ty able to pull the bat back. And the count is 2 balls and no strikes. Cal, the oldest, Ty, the middle of the 3. There are a few more Haydens coming. But 3 right now in high school with Blake again, the sophomore, the youngest of the 3. Pitch on the way, breaking ball, catches the inside corner, and the count is 2-1. And he started with Marsh striking out and then Kretzinger flying out to Ingram out in the center field. Cal Hayden then singled back up the middle, pitch on the way, breaking ball, that's going to hit him. We've had 3 hit by pitch already in this game, 2 by Bulldog
Hayden
pitchers and 1 by Crusader pitchers.
That'll bring up the left fielder, number 7, Eli
McAllister. Eli
McAllister
stepping in. He struck out to looking his first time up in 4 pitches. So he'll step in. Big situation here with Blake Hayden waiting on deck. So Cal Hayden out at second. Ty Hayden now on at first. Burkhart will work from the stretch. They'll play behind the runner at first. You have the second baseman, Bromert, holding the runner on at second. There's a fastball that catches the outside corner in the count 0-1. That outside pitch has been there all day. That one may be a bit outside. Umpires sometimes make mistakes. They'll be the first to admit that sometimes they make mistakes. Breaking ball up and in, and that'll even things up at 1-1. Kind of an important situation here early. Not that it's a huge point in the game right now, but the Crusaders left a couple of guys on in that first inning. Cal taking off. He's going to steal third, but the pitch is fouled up the first base side. And the count now 1-2, and if you're Cal, you're probably frustrated. You got a great break, but Eli's, you know, if he pushes that out to right field, you're already running. You score probably standing up on the play. Lisa Waddle moving around like she always does, always staying busy, always staying active. Already came over and checked on me here in the broadcast area a couple of times. Such a wonderful lady. Pitch on the way. Called strike three on the outside corner, and that is going to do it for the Crusaders here in the second. Second strikeout of the ballgame for Burkhardt, and fourth for the Bulldog pitching. No runs on one hit and no errors. Two left. Crusaders have left five on through two. We've got a 1-1 ball game. We're back with more baseball coming up in 1 minute here on 93.7 at KKRL.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to support our local athletes, including the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Community isn't just in our name. It's the heart of what we do. From home and auto to farm and business coverage, we're here to protect what matters most to you with prices that fit your budget and service that's always fast and friendly. Stop by our Coon Rapids office or call 712-999-2288. Community Insurance Agency, protecting what's important right here at home. Go Crusaders!
Looking for a new appliance? Head to Coon Rapids Hardware, your hometown appliance headquarters. Hi, it's Robin. We are your authorized Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer. If it's not on our floor, no worry. Let us order it in for you. From appliances to hardware, we've got everything you need for your home under one roof. We are proud supporters of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Coon Rapids Hardware, way more than your average hardware store.
Top of the third inning coming up for you here tonight on 93.7 KKRL. Appreciate everybody joining us here today. 93.7 KKRL, Carroll, Iowa. Early baseball action for you here tonight. They move this up to a varsity first beginning at 5:30. There is a threat of not a real great chance of rain later tonight, but if we get it, it could be really severe. They're talking maybe storms up to 4 inches of rain in parts of Iowa. Sounds like it'll be more southern and central Iowa than here, but after about 10 o'clock, so there's those chances of those kind of storms popping up. So they went ahead and moved this game up. Top of the order due up here for Boyer Valley as we head to the third. Ingram, Burkhardt, and Reinke are the scheduled hitters. First pitch up top to Burkhardt, misses. And the 1-0 pitch on the outside corner for strike one. Ingram struck out swinging his first time up. Comes in hitting 429, so he's got a good command of the bat, but there's another high fastball by Kretzinger, able to get it past him, and the count 1-2. Got some youth league, looks like softball going on up at the top of the hill. Always nice to see young kids getting to play. There's a liner out toward short. Ty Hayden has to come in, fields it on the run, and makes a great throw over to first base. And that was one that looked like it came off of the bat hard, but it was in off of the fist, so it really didn't have much to it. It was a line drive that ended up in the grass on the infield and then died almost immediately, and Ty Hayden had to come in, scoop it in the grass, and then make the throw on the run, and did it pretty flawlessly, and there is a one out here in the inning. And that's going to bring up the center fielder, Tristan Burkhardt. He struck out swinging his first time up. Gretzinger again, those two strikeouts to start the ballgame. There's a fastball that misses outside. 1-0, no strikes. Since then, Boyer Valley has been able to put a couple of hits together. They did that back in the second. They used a hit by pitch and then two base hits to be able to tie this game at one apiece. There's a chopper. That one's going to be played by Marsh at third. The throw to first is in time. And there is a two up and two down. And Kretzinger seems to be working better against the top part of the order than what he did with the lower part of the order for the Bulldogs so far here today. It's funny sometimes how that works. I'll bring up Levi Reinke. Reinke grounded out to third to Marsh, who made a really nice backhanded play, and then an outstanding stretch by the All-Stater and Cal Hayden over at first. That ended the first inning. Pitch on the way. Popped up. That should be playable. Looks like Sherburne going to call everybody out and makes the catch stumbling out in shallow right field. That is going to be the final out of the inning, a 1-2-3 third. So the Bulldogs have 1-2-3 in the first and third, scored a run in the second. We're tied at one apiece. We're headed to the bottom of the third in 1 minute here on KKRL. At Pro League Super Value in Coon Rapids, we know that great teams are built in hard work, dedication, and community pride. And that's why we're proud to support our Coon Rapids Bear Crusader athletes. Whether you're stocking up for game day snacks, family dinners, or just your weekly groceries, Pro League Super Value has everything you need. Fresh produce, quality meats, and friendly hometown service. From our family to yours, go Crusaders. Pro League Super Value in Coon Rapids, your local store.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Blake Hayden will lead things off for Coon Rapids Baird as we head here to the bottom of the third. He'll be followed by Jace Baker and Caden Oswald. Burkhart back out on the hill for a second straight inning for Boyer Valley. Yankoski started the ballgame, but only lasted one inning. Now, they could bring him back in. But right now, it's Burkhart who came in to start the second. He'd give up a hit by pitch and a base hit in that inning, but was able to get through the inning without any other damage done. Crusaders, again, just the one hit so far here in the game. Hayden walked his first time up, so this part of the order went walk, walk, hit my pitch. That back in the first inning. Blake Hayden will step in. The freshman again comes in hitting 389. Gets a good power with a double. Runs pretty well. Again, a lot of these kids ran track and had some success. A lot of injuries for Coon this year into that track season. There's a swing and a miss. And the count 0-1. So some of these guys didn't get a run and compete. Ty didn't get to compete much. Mason Culbertson didn't get to compete much. Mason's still battling some hamstring issues. So some guys banged up a little bit. Pitch on the way. There's a swing and a miss. Caden Oswald was out for a while in track, but all these guys are track athletes, which generally makes you a little bit of a faster athlete as well. Competing in different sports is very beneficial to the sport that you enjoy the most. The 0-2 pitch on the way. Fastball misses up and in. And the count now 1-2. Crusaders will host Bedford and Pleasantville down here tomorrow. Pleasantville again, ranked number one, I think, in 2A. There's a swing and a miss. Catcher able to hold on to that one. So Burkhart with his third strikeout.
He
struck out two straight batters, one out here in the inning, and that's going to bring up Jace Baker. Jace walked his first time up, moved to second, and then was stranded there. I'll head back to the office tonight after the game. I'll get this game podcasted for you so you can go back and listen to the broadcast if you like. I'll also type up recaps of all of tonight's baseball and softball from around the area. I think we got about 15, 16 games between the two. I'll get all of those typed up and get the audio report done for both of them and get those posted to the CB Sports Network website at sports.1380kcm.com. They'll be on the Brinks Exterior Sports Report. Hopefully should have everything up by maybe 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and then you'll be able to get the results as well tomorrow morning on KCM and KKRL on the morning sports report. 1-1 pitch up top, and the count now 2-1. You can check out that Brinks Exterior Sports Report every night. Mason Nealon and I do type up all of the stats and do a recap of every single sporting event from all 11 of the area schools we cover. There's a swing and a miss on fastball down in the zone. That'll even things up at 2-2. All of that work done before we quit working at night, so that way as soon as you get up in the morning, if you don't want to stay up all night and wait for it, you can look right away in the morning when you get up, and it's all available for you. 2-2 offering on the way. There is a chop route towards a third. Nice play that time. The throw, though, in the dirt, so a nice play by Logan Thompson to scoop that one up. But the throw was in the dirt, unable to dig it. Over at first base was Soma.
Center fielder number 8.
Reaching on the air is Baker. He runs pretty well, so the Crusaders with a runner at first and one out. Caden Oswald, who was hit by a pitch, will step in his first time up. Baker already stole the base in this game and is in a very good athlete, good base runner. 3 of 3 in stolen bases. They're going to throw over right away. One thing you always got to be careful of when you throw over to first is you don't want to throw it away. This field's got plenty of space there in foul territory up the line, so you throw it away, and all of a sudden you got a guy that might end up at third. Runner goes. Catcher's not going to be able to squeeze that one. Pitch in for a strike, and Baker in with the stolen base, his second of the ballgame. That'll put a runner in scoring position with a one out here in the bottom of the third. We're tied at one apiece. I'm going to try to get out and cover some sports again tomorrow morning. We'll see where I can end up going. I'm going to try and get to a wedding tomorrow afternoon as well. Kenzie Davis, Crusader fans will remember Kirk, his daughter getting married tomorrow. 1-1 pitch coming up. It's on the way, that one down in the dirt, and the count 2-1. I'll get our Culver's player of the game named in the postgame here tonight. I'll get a banner of that player put together later tonight. Get it on the CB Sports Network website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages yet tonight. 2-1 pitch swung on and missed. Took a little off of that one. Wasn't a changeup, but took a little off of it. And it's now 2-2. Two pitch up top. 3-2. Three-two pitch, popped up, and it should be playable on the infield. Thompson from third will come in. He is going to make the catch. Struggled with it just a little bit, but able to make the catch. There are two outs in the inning. And the batter is Max Sherbrin.
Second baseman number 2, Max Sherbrin.
Sherbrin struck out swinging his first time up. That ended the first inning. So he'll step in. Max has done a nice job on the hill. Crusaders have been battling some injuries again. We talked about some of the injuries that affected their ability to be probably as competitive as what they would have been in track, but they've been battling some of those injuries with their pitching. There's a fly ball out to left and nearly tracking that one down. Great effort by Reinke. He nearly got to that one, but not able to. It'll fall in foul territory in the count 0-1. He had a long run, but he kept sprinting. There was no give up with him. If you're Coach Steele, you got to really like the effort of your left fielder at that time. I don't know on the count right now on Sherbrin. Merrick Marsh is waiting on deck. Marsh has been really good defensively here for the Crusaders in this game. One pitch coming up. Baker dancing around out at second. He's going to take off as that one squeezes away from Malone. He'll move down on the pass ball, and the count now 1-1. Now the lead run down at third for the Crusaders, a base hit here from Sherbrin, will score him. A pitch in the dirt that gets far enough away from Malone should score Baker as well. He's got really good speed over there at third. He's trying to get Burkhart's attention, pitch in the way. That's going to get by Malone, but not far enough away. So it goes up the first base side a little bit, and the count is 2-1. Two out runner at third. We're in the bottom of the third, still tied at one apiece. Crusaders scored in the first. Bulldogs tied it up with a run in the top of the second. Coons left 5 guys on base so far. Your Valley has left at 2 guys stranded on base. Breaking ball in there for a strike, and that evens things up at 2-2. Burkhart has got a breaking ball that he can start at you and breaks across the plate, or that one there started up high and broke down into the zone. 2-2 offering. Comes up and in for another strikeout to end the threat here in the third. That is strikeout number 6 for Blue Year Valley pitching. No runs on no hits. A one error, one left through three. We're still tied at one apiece. We've got the top of the fourth coming up in 1 minute here on 93.7 at KKRL.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today, 999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Crusaders, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Door got a dent? Hood got a ding? Tony's Corner Body and Paint will get rid of that thing. That window crack and that fender scratch has met its match. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. If the repair is big or the repair is small, Tony's Corner Body and Paint does it all. Tony personally guarantees all auto body repairs because he repairs it himself. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. Get a free quote. Main Street in Coon Rapids or call 712-999-DENT.
Top of the fourth coming up for you here on 93.7 at KKRL. Jeff Langdon down here in Coon Rapids. We've got a Rolling Valley Conference baseball for you here tonight. Coon Rapids Bears hosting the Bulldogs of Boyer Valley. Logan Thompson, Owen Cogdill, and Trevin Krychek are your scheduled hitters. So 4, 5, 6 due out for the Bulldogs. Boyer Valley again got a run in the second. Coon with a run in the first. We're tied at one apiece. Coming to you from the motor and a broadcast booth. And the pitch on the way up top for ball one. Thompson was hit by a pitch in the second, eventually came in to score the only run of the game here so far. Excuse me, that was Cogdill. He grounded out to third, it did Thompson. Looked at the wrong guy. A 1-0 pitch up top, two balls and no strikes. Thompson again grounded out to second. That was the first out in the second inning. Cogdill, who's on deck, was hit by a pitch and scored their run. There's a pop-up, and that's going to be out of play. Blake giving chase and is going to just run out of room. 2-1 the count now on Thompson. Good hustle that time by Blake Hayden. Nobody really moved. That one landed just over the fence and just a couple of feet away from a couple of people who just kind of watched it. They knew they weren't going to get hit, so they didn't really move after it. There's another pop foul back out of play. That'll even things up 2-2. That one just to the right here of the press box. I'm sitting right in front of the press box. Beautiful Friday night. Again, a chance of some heavy rain maybe moving into the area later on tonight. A 2-2 pitch on the way. That one just misses outside. I will admit that one probably was a strike earlier in the ballgame. I think both coaches have had a conversation about how wide the strike zone was on the outside corner. John Waddle just comes out and says, if you're going to bang us on that outside corner, you better bang them. Two pitch coming up here. Lead off batter here, and that pitch up top for ball four. First walk given up by Kretzinger. He has hit one, but that's the first walk given up by him here tonight. He's given up Thompson the two hits, and that's going to bring up Cogdill. Cogdill was hit back in the second inning and then came in to score on a single by Cale Soma. We're going to get a runner over at first base, and that is going to be a Cam Flaherty. So Flaherty will come in to run over at first. So Cam Flaherty now on over at first as Cogdill will step in. Got some people sitting out there in their golf carts along the trail, their golf carts. Enjoying the ball game here tonight. I know Chris Moore usually hangs out that way. Pitch on the way. That one in there for a strike. And the count 0-1 now on Cogdill. Flaherty on a 2.5 stamp lead. Hayden will hold him on over at first. Kretzinger looks over that front shoulder. Now takes another look. He'll come to the plate. Runner does not go. The pitch misses, evening things up here at 1-1. Great to see a lot of young kids here at the game tonight as well. Got to get young people excited about baseball and softball, so nice to see young kids coming out to the game again. Throw over to first and back in safely as Flaherty. Hayden didn't even try to apply the tag, and now you get the timeout called. That allows him to get back up onto the base okay. Marsh playing a couple of steps behind the bag over at third, about six steps off the line. Hayden holding the runner on. Flaherty over at first. Pitch on the way, in there for a strike. Kretzinger out in front here. 1-2. See some people walking the hill over on the other side. It's a good hill. It'd probably be a good hill to run if you wanted to get some exercise. 1-2 pitch on the way. Breaking ball called, strike three. Runner goes. The ball going to get away from Hayden. They are going to call him out because first base was occupied, but Flaherty will move up to second. There is an out here in the inning. That's beginning the third strikeout tonight for Kretzinger. It's going to bring up Trevin Krajcik. He popped up to the shortstop back in the second inning. Our score. It's been a good ball game so far. Top two teams in the Boyer Valley Conference. Fastball catches the outside corner, evening things up at one apiece. And we'll have our Mackey Motors tailgate coming up at the conclusion of this one. Coach Waddle, one of the guys expected to join us. The 0-1 offering from Kretzinger, chop foul at the plate. And the count, no balls now and two strikes on Krajcik. That one right behind home plate, just literally about 6 inches into the grass. Home plate umpire going to come out. I think Hayden took a shot off of that one, so the home plate umpire wisely giving him a little bit of time to make sure that he's okay. One out, one on, runner at second. We're in the top of the fourth. It's a tie game, pitch on the way. This is outside, 1-2, trying to get him to chase, unable to get him to swing at that one. Sherburn shading the bag with a right-handed hitter up. The second baseman shading the bag there for Kuhn, trying to keep Flaherty somewhat close. Pitch on the way, chop foul at the plate. A base hit here scores him, especially something out to the outfield. And if it gets into the gap, he'll score pretty easily. That would give the Bulldogs their first lead of the game. So an important at-bat here about midway through the game. Beer Valley just kind of hanging around right now. Kretzinger hit his 50th pitch of the game. Hayden slides in behind the runner at short, and there is going to be just missing low and away. And the count will run to 2-2. And again, another one of those that has been there earlier in the game. Kretzinger takes a look back. Ty Hayden coming in behind the runner who goes. That pitch is fouled back up against the screen. Flaherty had a good jump out there at second base. I think he maybe makes it to third, but with two strikes, if you're Flaherty, you can't take that pitch, or Krajcik, excuse me. You can't take that pitch. You got to offer at it, and he did. Did a nice job of taking a tough fastball and just fouling it back. One out and a one on again, top of the fourth. Ty Hayden holding the runner on, so is Sherburn out there at second. He's just kind of dancing in behind him every now and then. Kretzinger paying a lot of attention to him. Now they had him coming off the bag. The throw back to second, not going to be in time. Kretzinger kind of pump faked, waiting for Sherburn to get there because Sherburn was about four steps off of the bag. And he probably didn't want to throw it out into center field and throw it too early, so he waited. The Flaherty broke toward second for about a step or two, not realizing he was spinning around. And they had him hung up for just about a half a second. 2-2 pitch, hit out toward Sherburn at second. He'll scoop. Runner going to move to third. The throw to first is in time. There are two outs here in the inning. Flaherty going to move down to third, and that's going to bring up now Thomas Heaston. So Heaston will step in. He singled his first time up, eventually stranded out at second base. Flaherty, short lead over at third, breaks off of the bag, and that breaking ball misses outside. 1-0 the count. If you're Boyer Valley, you get a run here. You're starting to feel pretty good about yourself. Not that you've got a big lead or anything, but you're right in this game with one of the top three ranked teams in Class 1A. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed. Blake thought about throwing down to third, but Marsh wasn't over on the bag. And the count evens up at 1-1. Marsh playing off of the bag over there at third. So they're not holding that runner on with the two outs. You don't want to hold him on and then have a ball hit to that side and Marsh not able to get to it because he's on the bag. With two outs, you just need to play, make that play over to first. There's a breaking ball, swung on and missed. And the count 1-2. Kretzer struck out the first two guys that he faced in the game, then picked up his third strikeout of the game here in the top of the fourth. Doesn't need a strikeout here. It would be nice with a 1-2 count just to get him to chase something out of the zone, but doesn't need that. 1-2 pitch called, strike three on the outside corner. And that is going to end the threat here in the fourth inning. Four strikeouts tonight for Kretzinger. No runs, no hits, no errors. And one left. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth. We're tied at one apiece. Back in a minute here on at 93.7 at KKRL.
During harvest, you need a machine that's as hardworking as you are. One that gets the job done quickly and efficiently with minimal maintenance and maximum performance. The Honeybee Airflex NXT Draper Head from SCI in Coon Rapids is your clear-cut choice for a faster harvest. Featuring a flexible cutter bar controlled by air, the Airflex NXT quickly and effortlessly reacts to changing terrain. Plus, the air suspension system is completely adjustable from your combine's cab, reducing downtime and increasing productivity. Call SCI in Coon Rapids at 712-999-BEAN to discover how Honeybee can help you maximize profits.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
I want to take a moment again, as I mentioned earlier, to thank all of our sponsors for Coon Rapids High School Athletics. Again, Tony's at Corner Body and Vein, Drago SCI, Iowa Corn Processors, Coon Bowl 3, New Way, also More Lumber, Community Insurance, Hardware Hank, Frolics, and also Heritage Insurance. So thanks again to all of our sponsors. Again, folks, it does cost money to come out and broadcast the games. So if it wasn't for sponsors, we thank everybody that tells us how much they appreciate all of our high school coverage. But if it wasn't for the people and the businesses that sponsored it, we wouldn't be able to come out and do it. So those are the people you need to thank as well, because if it wasn't for those businesses, we wouldn't be here tonight broadcasting this game. Crusaders bring up Marsh, and there's going to be a chopper knocked down over at third. Good play that time by the third baseman, Thompson, and he'll make the throw.
5-3 for out one.
Marsh got a good piece of that one down the line, but Thompson able to backhand it and make the throw over to first for the first out. So one pitch and one out here in the top of the fourth. That'll bring up Cole Kretzinger, and then the top of the order, and at Cal Hayden. So it was 8-9-1 due up. The Crusaders here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Kretzinger flew out to center his first time up. Burkhart now in his third inning on the hills and is taking over to start the second inning. Pitch on the way. Popped up. That's going to stay playable. Malone, the catcher, has got a beat on it. Inbound territory up the first base side. And we have had two pitches here in this bottom of the fourth and two outs, and that's going to bring up Cal Hayden. Cal walked and scored with a stolen base in the first and then singled and stole the base in the second, eventually stranded out at second base in that second inning. So now everybody from Coon Rapids Baird, their second time through the lineup against Burkhart, we'll see. Right now he has won the adjustments between the two, the pitcher and the hitter. Pitch on the way, fastball misses outside, and the count, one ball and no strikes. Soma playing well behind the bag now at first. You got a guy at the plate, a lefty that can hit some cannons. pitch on the way, and there is that cannon. That's going to be a fair ball down the first base side count with good speed. Going to dig around first. He's going to head in for second, and he is going to be in with the stand-up double.
Double for Cal Hayden down first
base. Hayden with his second hit of the night. That'll be the second hit given up.
Number 10, Ty.
By a Booyer Valley pitching here tonight. And that's going to bring up Ty Hayden. Ty grounded out to short in the first and was hit by a pitch in the second. Eventually stranded over at first base. Cal going to bring over his protective gear that he wears at the plate and give that to Coach Waddle, who will walk it over to the dugout. Cal will jog back out to second. Gets his sliding glove on. Ty will step in. It's going to be hard for him to keep the pace up than he was. Been had all season long, probably not going to probably hit 700 all year. He was named our Outlaw Graphics Regional Athletes of the Week this week. He was our male athlete of the week. Jenna Subert was our female athlete of the week. Of course, great softball player up at Glenn Ralston. 1-0 pitch popped up. That will drift foul out of play up the third base side. And the count 1-1. You wonder with two outs if Cal has, you know, the ability to be able to go here if he wants. He can steal third. He's a great base stealer. They're not holding him on. And there he goes. There's a swing and a miss. That one's going to get away. Cal going to round it. Malone hustles Mack and getting in to cover the plate. That time sliding was Malone as he fielded that one. The pitch to the backstop. The count is 1-2. So Cal broke to steal on that one in the pitch. I think Malone saw it, and he just didn't get the body in front of that one. 1-2 to count now on Ty Hayden. Two outs here, bottom of the fourth. 1-1 our score. Pitch on the way. Chopper out towards short. Scoop and throw. Ty nearly beats it, but unable to do so. And that is going to do it for the Crusaders here in the fourth. No runs on one hit. No errors. One left. Well, head to the fifth. We're still tied at one apiece. We're back right after this minute timeout on 93.7 KKRL.
Get out, have some fun at Coon Bowl 3. Pull a few frames on their eight lanes. Then sink your teeth into one of Iowa's top 10 best burgers. Served hot, fresh, and full of flavor. Coon Bowl 3's full menu has something for everyone, from hearty meals to tasty snacks, perfect for fueling up between games. Located on 6th Street in Coon Rapids, Coon Bowl 3 is your go-to spot for food, fun, and friends. Proud sponsors of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders and all area teams.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Soma set to lead things off for Booyer Valley here as we head to the top of the fifth. Soma will be followed by Bromert and Ingram, so 8-9-1 against Cole Kretzinger. Kretzinger tonight has given up two hits and one run. It was earned. He has struck out four. He has walked one and hit one. He has been in control most of this game. It was a hit by pitch in the second, and then with two outs, you had back-to-back singles by Thomas Heaston and Cale Soma. Soma knocking in Cogdell to even up this game at one apiece. Jamie McAllister out watching the ball game out in the outfield here tonight. So good to hear from Jamie. Like I said, a lot of people sit out there in the outfield and watch the game on their golf carts, sitting out behind the 325 fence out there in left center field.
Coming to plate, number 27. Cale Soma.
Soma again with the only RBI single tonight for Booyer Valley. He's going to step in, one for one on the night. The first baseman came in hitting 308, now got four RBI on the air. First pitch misses outside from Kretzinger, and the count 1-0. Had a chance to talk with Cole's dad, John Kretzinger, earlier today. Longtime deputy with the Carroll County Sheriff's Office, going to be taking the sheriff's position here later on this year. I think he said 15 years with the sheriff's office here in town, or in Carroll County, I should say. 1-0 pitch catches the outside corner. I've always gotten along well with John. There's a shot out towards the left, drifting back, and making the catch is McAllister. So Soma got a good piece of that one, but Coon Rapids Baird, their coaching staff is so good. They have everybody scouted so well that even though that one came off of the bat looking really good, McAllister only had to back up about two or three steps and make the easy catch for the first out. That'll bring up Jace Bromert. Bromert grounded out or popped up to the first baseman back in the second inning. Kretzinger's pitch. He's going to try and bunt it up the first base side. It's going to be bunted foul over to the dugout. And they count 0-1. Crusaders scored in the bottom of the first. It was Cal Hayden walking, stealing second, and then eventually he moved over to third on a ground out to the shortstop by Ty Hayden and scored on a balk. The Crusaders have just left runners on in every inning since then. There's a swing and a miss, and the count is 0-2. They left five on through the first two innings. Left a one on in the third, a one on in the fourth. So they've had a runner on base in every inning in the game. Pitch on the way down in the dirt outside. 1-2, the count now on Bromert. We'll see if the trend continues here for Bowyer Valley. They want 1-2-3 in the first, 1-2-3 in the third. Got a run in the second. Had a runner at third in the fourth. So the even-numbered innings have been their better innings so far. There's a pop foul back out of play, and they count 1-2. We'll see if Kretzinger can get them 1-2-3 again here in this odd-numbered even, or inning, I should say. One-two offering coming up. Breaking ball up top. 2-2 the count now on Jace Bromert. Again, I'll update our schedule with all of our broadcast games coming up next week. I know I've got Coon Glidden softball on Monday. We'll have Audubon baseball Monday as well. Chopper up the middle, fielded nicely by Kretzinger. He'll jog get over to first. Flip it underhand to Cal Hayden at first. Two outs here in the inning. And that's going to bring up Jericho Ingram. The center fielder struck out swinging in the first. Grounded out to the shortstop back in the third. Ingram. So Ingram steps in, third time through the lineup now for Bowyer Valley. Kretzinger at 66 pitches, pitch on the way, fastball in there for strike, and the count is 0-1. Again, I'll head back up to the office after the game tonight. I'll edit up the broadcast here tonight, kind of trim up the music at the front of the record and at the end, and I'll get it posted out on the CB Sports Network website. Chopper foul back behind the plate. Kretzinger out in front, no balls, two strikes, and then I'll get our motor and player of the game, our Culver's player of the game banner put together. Get that out on the CB Sports Network website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages. 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Kretzinger again gets a 1-2-3 inning in the odd inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. He's got five strikeouts here in the ballgame. We'll step away, take a break. Bottom of the fifth coming up. We're still knotted at one apiece. Back in a minute here on KKRL.
More Lumber of Coon Rapids is proud to back our local high school athletes on the court, the field, and the diamond. Just like a solid game plan starts with the right team, every great project starts with the right materials, from lumber to hardware and everything in between. More Lumber supplies the quality you need with hometown service you can trust. More Lumber, supporting student athletes and building strong communities, one project at a time.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to support our local athletes, including the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Community isn't just in our name, it's the heart of what we do. From home and auto to farm and business coverage, we're here to protect what matters most to you with prices that fit your budget and service that's always fast and friendly. Stop by our Coon Rapids office or call 712-999-2288. Community Insurance Agency, protecting what's important right here at home. Go Crusaders!
Coming to you live here from the Motor End broadcast booth. Looking for a great deal on your next vehicle? Stop by Motor End of Carroll and check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Friendly service, great financing options, and a team ready to help you find the perfect ride. Motor Inn of Carroll. Together, let's drive. We head to the bottom half of the fifth inning. It'll be Eli McAllister, Blake Hayden, and Jace Baker due up for the Coon Rapids Bears Crusaders. 1-1 our score. Got some youngsters out riding their bike on the trail. You always see people either walking or on their golf carts or their scooters. Some of them now on their scooters. But good to see kids actually pedaling a bike nowadays as well. I've seen a ton of kids out on bikes this year. There was just about six or seven group of boys, probably anywhere around from 8 to 10 years old, out riding their bike in my neighborhood the other day, which is really cool. I hadn't seen that in a few years, so nice to see kids on beautiful nights getting out and enjoying the great weather. McAllister tonight is struck out looking twice, once in the first and once in the second. Pitch on the way, chopped up the middle. That'll be Burkhart. He'll field it and makes the play over to first for one up and one down on one pitch. Crusaders last inning had a grounder to third on one pitch, then a pop-up to the catcher in foul territory in one pitch. That's how they started the fourth. And you got two pitches to Cal Hayden on a single and then a ground out in four pitches to Ty Hayden. So Burkhart didn't have to throw many pitches last inning. Off to the same kind of start, but there is a line drive. Fair ball down the line that time by Blake Hayden. He'll dig around first with the single. So a one-out single. And that'll be the third hit for Crusader pitcher, Crusader batters here tonight. Cal Hayden had had the other two hits. Blake now will check out. Andrew McAllister courtesy should check in to run for him catcher, as the courtesy runner.
Andrew McAllister.
McAllister got over to third after stealing second back in the first. Was eventually stranded over
coming
there at third.
Number 14,
that's
going to
bring up Jace Baker. Baker walked back in the first, stole second, and was stranded there. Then reached on an error in the third, stole second, moved to third on a pass ball. Runner goes. The throw down to second, not going to be in time. McAllister with his third stolen base of the season. He is now 3 of 3 in stolen bases, and the lead run is out at second base, and the count is 1-0 to Jace Baker. Base hit here, especially not right at an outfielder, should score the run. Pitch on the way. They're going to try and move him the way it looks as Baker squared around, pulls the bat back, and takes it in there for ball two. Baker, a lefty, runs well. Again, he's got his mom's speed. So he's able to lay that bunt down, get down the line quickly. This time he's going to swing away. There's a base hit back up the middle. They may hold the runner. Nope, they're going to wave as the ball is bobbled out in center field. The throw going to come to second. And now the runner, it falls down. McAllister fell down, but the throw was cut off by Burkhart. If they let that come in, McAllister is a sitting duck. He tripped and stumbled and fell down about 10 feet short of the plate, but was able to get up and score as the ball was cut off in front of home plate. So Jace Baker with the RBI single.
Baker with a base hit. Going to bring up number 8, center fielder.
So Burkhart giving up his first run here in the ballgame. They were holding the runner up till that ball bobbled out in the outfield. So we're going to give an error on the runner scoring. Caden Oswald now stepping in with the Crusaders on top here, 2-1. Baker again runs well over at first. They'll throw over. He's back on as Soma is holding him on. Oswald hit by a pitch in the first, eventually stranded over at first, then popped up to the third baseman, Thompson. Runner goes in easily as Baker pitched down in the dirt, one ball, no strike, on Oswald. Base hit here again could stretch this lead to 3-1. One run lead is never comfortable. There's a foul ball out of play up the first base side. That evens things at 1-1. This is Crusader baseball, though, here. They tend late in games to come up with plays. That's why this is a program that wins at a high level. They never panic in games. They always feel like they're right there and where they need to be. There's a chopper over to third. Thompson will scoop. Looks the runner back, makes the throw. The runner, though, does move down to third. The throw is going to get away, and Jace Baker will come in to score. And the Crusaders will lead it now by a score of 3-1.
Baker scores on the air.
Heads-up play by Baker. Oswald will ground out 5-3 for the second out, but Baker comes in to score on the throwing error. A couple of errors have given up a couple of unearned runs here. Nobody on base with two outs. We're going to get A new batter coming in for Matt Sherburn. And that is going to be Tucker Lewis.
Now coming to the plate for Crusaders number 3, Tucker Lewis.
So Tucker will come in. First time at the plate here tonight. We'll get you his numbers coming up here in just a second. First pitch taken downstairs for ball one. Lewis on the season. 0-2 has done a nice job getting. When he's on base, though, he has scored 8 times, so he's been used as a pinch and courtesy runner. He'll take the 0-1 pitch for ball one. It's 1-1. Nobody on, 2 out. We're in the bottom of the 5th. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed. That'll run the count now to 1-2. Coach Waddle just trying to get somebody else on base. Restarted 2-out rally here in the bottom of the 5th. They now lead it 3-1. Pitch on the way. Misses outside. 2-2 the count on Lewis. What a beautiful night. Breeze blowing again. Kind of still left to right slightly and then straight out to center field a few times. Fastball misses low and in. 3-2 the count now on Max Sherburn. Coon softball up at Carroll tonight. They started that at 5. Again, I'll get the details from both coaches tonight and put together our recaps of it tonight. I'll do that for all of the area baseball and softball. There's a swing and a miss. They are going to call him out. So they're going to say that the catcher was able to glove that one. That'll be the final out here at the inning. 5th strike out of the ballgame for Burkhart. 7th for Booyer Valley pitching, but the Crusaders get some work done here. They pick up 2 runs. They get that on 2 hits. There was 2 errors. Nobody left on base. We're through 5 complete. 3-1 Crusaders with the lead. Back in a minute here on Kick 106.7, 93.7 KKRL.
Looking for a new appliance? Head to Coon Rapids Hardware, your hometown appliance headquarters. Hi, it's Robin. We are your authorized Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer. If it's not on our floor, no worry. Let us order it in for you. From appliances to hardware, we've got everything you need for your home under one roof. We are proud supporters of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Coon Rapids Hardware, way more than your average hardware store.
At Frohlich Super Value in Coon Rapids, we know that great teams are built in hard work, dedication, and community pride. And that's why we're proud to support our Coon Rapids Bear Crusader athletes. Whether you're stocking up for game day snacks, family dinners, or just your weekly groceries, Frohlich Super Value has everything you need. Fresh produce, quality meats, and friendly hometown service. From our family to yours, go Crusaders. Frohlich Super Value in Coon Rapids, your local store.
Kretzinger winding up his warm-ups here as we head to the top of the 6th. It'll be Tristan Burkhart, Levi Reinke, and Logan Thompson. 2-3-4 due up for Booyer Valley here as we head to the 6th. Crusaders now lead it by a score of 3-1. They had gotten a run in the first, got 2 here in the 5th.
Number 1, Tristan Burkhart.
Booyer Valley scored their 1 run in the second inning. Burkhart tonight, 0-2, struck out swinging in the first, and then grounded out to third in the 3rd. First pitch misses outside, and the count 1-0. But if things go the way they have gone so far, this game for the Bulldogs, there's a shot out towards center. Oswald is drifting back. He's got to beat. He's going
to
make the catch.
One
up and one down. The Bulldogs, though, did not. They went 1-2-3 in the first, third, and fifth. They scored a run and left 2-1 in the second. Left a runner at third in the 4th. So they've got runners on in the even-numbered innings and went 1-2-3 in the odd-numbered innings. So if things play out like they have all game, and if you're superstitious, you believe that'll happen. If you're not, you're like, Jeff, it doesn't mean anything. But Levi Reinke will step in. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed in the count 0-1. You would think, if you're superstitious, that they're going to get somebody on base at least in this inning. Reinke tonight is grounded out to third. That was in the first inning. Popped up to the second baseman, Max Sherburn, to end the third inning. Pitch on the way from Kretzinger. Taken low and away, 1-1 the count. Kretzinger, again, a senior, 1-0 on the year, came in having thrown 7 2/3 innings, giving up just 3 hits and 3 earned runs. It's Giving up just two hits and one earned run here tonight. Pitch on the way. Called a strike on the outside corner. And the count now 1-2. Marsh still down over at third. I'm well off of the bag. And about 2-3 steps behind the bag. Breaking ball. Going to be pop foul back over the top of my head and over the top of Mike Deeth up in the press box. Count remains 1-2. What a great crowd we've got on hand for you here tonight. As I told you, this place would fill up after people got off work. And got a ton of people back here over to my left. Good crowd to the right. Chopper out towards Ty at short. Takes it on the high hop. Low throw, and that's going to be an error on him. Blake Hayden backing up. They've got a chance at second, and the throw is going to be a little bit too high. So Reinke's going to reach on the air. That is the second air of the year for Ty Hayden. That'll bring up now Logan Thompson, the third baseman, stepping in. One out, runner at second, 3-1 Crusaders with the lead here, top of the sixth. It looked like kind of a routine ball, but Ty that time just threw it short, and Cal unable to dig it over at first. Blake did a nice job backing up the play, and the throw was there just a little bit high. Max had to go up and get it at second. Otherwise, they may have had him. He slid under the tag. 1-0 the count right now on Thompson. Thompson grounded out to third in the second. Walked in the fourth. Flaherty came in to run for him. There's a strike low and on the outside corner. The count 1-1. Flaherty was stranded at third. Back in the fourth inning. Appreciate everybody joining us here tonight, 93.7 at KKRL, Carroll, Iowa. 1-1 pitch misses, two balls and one strike to count now on Thompson. Owen Cogdale waiting on deck. He'd like to have an opportunity to tie this one. That means he'd like to get a base hit here and have another runner on base with that run already in. There's a chopper over to third. Marsh comes in, scoops, throws on the run, and that's not going to be in time. And that's going to be an infield single. Runner moves down to third.
Runners on
and
the
now
corner.
Now the tying run on base for Boyer Valley here in the sixth. Cogdell. That'll bring up Owen Cogdell. Cogdell tonight hit by a pitch in the second. Eventually came in to score. Struck out looking to start the fourth inning. So the trend has continued here in this game. Again, Boyer Valley going down 1-2-3 in the first, third, and fifth. They have runners on in the second, fourth, and sixth, scoring in the second. Runner goes. They are going to throw down, and they got him at second. Run going to come in to score. So that'll be an unearned run as he came in to score after reaching on an error. Nice pickoff that time on the throw down from Blake Hayden. Good tag out there. And there are two outs, and now the bases are empty. And the count is 0-1 on Cogdell. Boyer Valley, though, with that run, has pulled within one. But nobody left on base. There's a pop foul back out of play. And that one's going to drift over the Coon dugout. And the count is 0-2. Really nice throw by Blake. That's a huge play because if he beats that out at second, the run scores. You've got the tying run with a one out at second base. Now you've got two outs and nobody on base. That is a huge play by the freshman. That tells you the confidence that his coaches have in him to be able to make that throw and make it a good throw. 0-2 pitch, misses low and away. One ball, two strikes now on Cogdell. Traven Krajcik is waiting on deck. Been a fun ball game here so far. Largest lead was 3-1. That was coming into this sixth. There's a foul ball up the first base side. That one going to bounce up towards the concession stand. Count going to remain one ball and two strikes. Some of the high school girls working the concession stand tonight. Stopped up and got a Powerade earlier. Figured I'd need something to wet the voice and the vocal cords as I called the game here tonight. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball up top. 2-2 now on Cogdell. Usually go with water, but tonight decided to give me something that's going to get a little more than just water in me. There's a pop foul. That one back over the press box. Count remains 2-2 here on Cogdill. Again, we're coming to hear from the Motor and Broadcast booth. Thanks to them for sponsoring our broadcast booth. We'll have our Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame. Pitch on the way. Chopper out towards a short. Ty will scoop another low throw. And again, unable to dig it is Cal over at first. Blake again hustling down to back up the play. Keeps the runner at first. So now you got a runner at first. And Krychek will step in. So a couple of errors here in the inning. Have kept the Boyer Valley right in this one. Batter Trevin Krychek will step in 0 for 2 tonight, popped up to the shortstop in the second inning, and then grounded out to the second baseman in the fourth. Cogdill, 1-1 in stolen bases. Don't think they'll send him. He's got a really short lead over there. Hayden holding him on. There's a throw over to first to back in easily. In this game and several others moved up tonight due to the chance of rain later on tonight. It's not supposed to come in until after 10 o'clock, but some people were worried that if a game went a little long, there's a base hit out in the left center field. The runner will stop at second as Cogdill. So Krychek on with a base hit.
Base hit for Krychek.
Fourth hit given up for the Crusaders here tonight. Two of those coming in the second.
Houston.
And now two here in the sixth. And Thomas Houston will step in. He singled back in the second. Eventually was stranded out of the second, then struck out looking in the fourth. And if you're Kretzinger, you've thrown 88 pitches. You probably felt like you should have been out of this one already. A couple of errors have extended this inning. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed. And they count 0-1. You got to continue to have faith in what's been a really good defense. You got to continue to have faith. Throw strikes, not try to get out there and just strike everybody out. Let your defense do their job behind them. Kretzinger will spin back. That second is Cogdill. Sherburn, the second baseman, was shadowing the bag out there, but was not on the bag. So Cole just spun around and chased the runner back. Not a big lead, but just wanted to keep him close. That's a tying run. Pop-up, is that going to be playable for Blake? He's hustling over, and it's going to be just shy of the fence up the first base side. 0-2 the count now on Houston. Good hustle by Blake Hayden. It's got to be tough to be down in that catcher's stance the whole time. Crusader crowd now starting to make some noise. You hear the nervousness in them a little bit here. I think with the way their team had been rolling, that they really felt comfortable. They had dominated this 27-0 since 2010 over Boyer Valley. 5-2 last year, 12-0 in the two games. There's a strikeout swinging. Crusaders will take a 3-2 lead into the bottom of the second. Boyer Valley picks up a one run on two hits. There was two errors, and they leave two runners left on base. We're headed to the bottom of the sixth. It'll be 8-9-1 due up for the Crusaders. We're back in a minute here on Kick 106.7. Excuse me, on 93.7 KKRL.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today, 999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Crusaders, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
I'll head back to the office after this ball game tonight and after the Mackey Motors tailgate, and I'll type up a recaps of all of tonight's baseball and softball, do an audio breakdown of all of the games as well. All of that course, is available on the Brinks Exterior Sports Report at sports.1380kcim.com. So you can check out the website either late tonight or first thing tomorrow morning. Usually everything's up by about 2. That's everything. We get some stuff up quicker than that. But, you know, if I work on softball first, softball will be up by probably 11 or midnight, and then baseball an hour or two after that. First pitch to Merrick Marsh in there for a strike. Marsh tonight struck out swinging in the second and then grounded out to third in the fourth. The 0-1 offering. Breaking ball does not go around. 1-1 the count. Crusaders got a run in the first. Boyer Valley tied it with a run in the top of the second. Crusaders added 2 runs in the bottom of the fifth. Boyer Valley came back with a run in the sixth. We're 3-2. Pitch on the way, very good off-speed pitch. Well out in front of that one was Marsh. And they count 1 ball and 2 strikes. Selma playing off the bag and off the line at first. And there's a pitch that's going to get him right in the middle of the back. And you know that's not what Burkhart wanted to do. His second hit by pitch, but you're up 1-2. You want to throw something inside, try to get him to chase it or catch that inside corner. Last thing you want to do is plunk a guy and get a runner on base. We're going to get a runner to come out and run. And that is going to be Andrew McAllister.
Pitch runner for the Crusaders will be number 23.
McAllister coming in as a pinch runner. McAllister's already run and scored once tonight. And that was when he ran for Blake Hayden back in the fifth. So Cole Kretzinger, the pitcher, will step in. Flew out to center in the second, throw over to first. McAllister back in. Popped up to the catcher in foul territory up the first base side in the fourth. Crusaders would like at least one insurance run here. Pitch on the way, throw in there for a strike, runner goes, throw down to second. It's going to bounce away from the second baseman, but not far enough for McAllister to go anywhere. McAllister now with his third stolen base of the night. That makes him 4-4 in stolen bases this year. So the insurance run in scoring position, count 0-1 on Kretzinger. Again, the top of the order and Cal Hayden waiting on deck. Kretzinger's going to bunt. That's going to move the runner. Great sack bunt. And now an insurance run at third with Cal Hayden stepping to the plate. Great sack bunt that time by Kretzinger. 1-3 on the putout.
Brings up number 24.
Heads up play. That is John Waddle right there. That is the excellence and just the brilliance of a guy that has done this at the highest of levels his entire career. Even having to deal with Jeff Honold as a kid that played for him back when he was in high school. John was able to coach through that. Jeff's a dear friend of mine, so I always got to give him a little bit of a hard time, especially down here in Coon, which is where he grew up. Quick timeout taken here by head coach Dan Steele. He wants to talk about what he thinks Coach Waddle might be looking to do with a runner at third, one out. And Cal Hayden at the plate. Cal tonight walked and scored in the first, stole second base, and then moved to third on a ground out to the shortstop by Ty Hayden and scored on a balk. He then singled and stole second in the second inning, was stranded out at second base, doubled and moved to third on a pass ball in the fourth inning, and was eventually stranded there as well. So Coach Steele getting what he wants, explained his defense. Are they going to intentionally walk Cal, even with the way Ty's been hitting this year? Yep, they're going to intentionally walk Cal. Nope, maybe not. He was getting ready to toss the bat, and then the umpire said, oh, he's got to step in. And the pitcher's got to step on the runner, or on the rubber. And now they will intentionally walk you. We anticipated that coming.
For Hayden. Bring up number 10, Ty Hayden.
Ty Hayden now, you're sitting here going, I'm hitting almost 800 coming into tonight. You really think I'm not going to come up with a base hit here? He has not tonight, though. He's 0-2 with a hit by pitch in the middle, and now they're going to intentionally walk him. So now the bases are going to be loaded.
Eli McAllister.
That'll bring up Eli McAllister. Eli tonight struck out twice, both of them looking in the first and second inning, then grounded Matt to the pitcher in the fifth. And they're thinking here, a ground ball double play gets them out of trouble here in this bottom of the sixth. And they've got the infield in at every position. They're going to come home to first from that double play. Pitch on the way. There's a shot out to left. That is going to be caught. Runner going to tag. The throw to the plate is going to be not in time. The throw down to third is not going to be in time. And the Crusaders get the sack fly RBI from Eli McAllister on the F7. And they will take a 4-2 lead. Coming in to score is Andrew McAllister. His second run scored here tonight.
Sack fly brings in a run.
Al down to third. Ty up to second. Nope, Ty stays at first.
That's going to bring up number 25, Blake Hayden.
That's going to bring up now Blake Hayden. Blake walked in the first. Eventually, Andrew McAllister was stranded over at third. He came in as the courtesy runner. Struck out swinging in the third. Then singled. Andrew McAllister came in, stole second, and scored on an error in the fifth. So Blake just finishing getting ready here. He had kept his catching gear on, so had to get that off and get the batting gloves on now. So it's taken him a second here. I thought maybe Ty would move on that throw down to third, but he held up down at second. A 4-2 lead now for the Crusaders. Runner goes, pitch on the way, swung on and missed. And the count is 0-1. Ty able to move up to second. First earned run given up by Burkhart here in the game. Second earned run given up by Bulldog pitching. The 0-1 offering popped up. That is going to drift just out of play. It'll land on the rough up above the crowd here on the first base side, and the count is 0-2. Two out, 2-1. Bottom of the sixth, 4-2 in favor of the Crusaders. Jeff Blankman with you here tonight, 93.7 at KKRL Sports. Kuhn has not trailed in this one, but we spent pretty much 2.5 innings tied, almost three. There's another pop-up. That one should be playable, but it's not going to be easy in the triangle coming in and making the running catch. It's the third, it's the left fielder, Reinke. That is going to do it for the Crusaders in the sixth. They pick up that one run. They get it on it. No hits. There was no errors. And they leave two left on base. The two intentional walks in a way paid off. They only gave up one. It could have been a much bigger inning than that. We have got the top of the seventh. 1 minute away here. 93.7 KKRL, part of the CB Sports Network.
Door got a dent. Hood got a ding. Tony's Corner Body and Paint will get rid of that thing. That window crack and that fender scratch has met its match. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. If the repair is big or the repair is small, Tony's Corner Body and Paint does it all. Tony personally guarantees all auto body repairs because he repairs it himself. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. Get a free quote. Main Street in Coon Rapids or call 712-999-DENT.
During harvest, you need a machine that's as hardworking as you are. One that gets the job done quickly and efficiently with minimal maintenance and maximum performance. The Honeybee Airflex NXT Draper Head from SCI in Coon Rapids is your clear-cut choice for a faster harvest. Featuring a flexible cutter bar controlled by air, the Airflex NXT quickly and effortlessly reacts to changing terrain. Plus, the air suspension system is completely adjustable from your combine scab, reducing downtime and increasing productivity. Call SCI in Coon Rapids at 712-999-BEAN to discover how Honeybee can help you maximize profits.
Crusaders are 3 outs away from winning 28 in a row against Bouguer Valley. More importantly for this year's team, moving to 8-0 on the season, they'll face Kel Soma, Jace Bromert, and then the top of the order in Jericho Ingram, so 8-9-1. Do up for the Bulldogs here in the top of
the
seventh.
The top of the seventh for the Bulldogs.
Soma single driving in a run in the second, then flew out to left in the fifth. Great crowd on hand here tonight again. Love to see everybody out there in their golf carts out there behind the outfield fence along the golf cart or along the walking path out there. First pitch on the way to Soma, taken up top. And the count, one ball and no strikes. And our Mackey Motors tailgate will follow the conclusion of this one. Coach Waddle, one of the guys expected to join us. 1-0 pitch, called strike on the outside corner. And the count evens up now at 1-1. Again, then I'll have our Culver's player of the game coming up in that Mackey Motors tailgate. I'll get a banner put together of that player of the game coming up later. There's a hit by pitch. That is going to be the second one. And they are going to make him stay. He didn't move. So usually you don't always see that called. And they're going to call that one a strike. So just the one hit by pitch. One ball, two strikes. Yeah, I think he leaned out over the strike zone on that one. So that's why it's strike two, pitch on the way. Just misses on the outside corner. And the count evens up 2-2. And strike has been there off and on a little bit tonight. That one just a little bit too far outside. They might go right back there. They do, and this one misses outside again. And the count now 3-2. Cal playing behind the bag about 10 steps over at first, about 8 steps off the line. Sherburn playing just off the grass out at second, and 3-2 pitch misses. And that is going to be ball four. So the walk will be the second given up from Kretzinger tonight. And are we going to get a different hitter? We are. Coming to the plate is Tyson Shoemaker.
Coming into bat for the Bulldogs, number 23, Tyson Shoemaker.
So Shoemaker will come in to hit here in this seventh inning in place of Jace Bromert, who was 0-2. If the Crusaders right now, you need just the one out for sure. It'd be great if you could get the doubleheader, but right now just getting an out, that run at first, it's important, but it's not that important of a run. It just makes it 4-3. So the critical guy is the guy here at the plate. Kretzinger again takes a look over at first and is going to throw over. Hayden looking back into the sun, back in quickly. Got a runner over at first. Trying to catch the number. I think that's going to be Nolan Denton. Got to double check the number when I can fully see it. I know it starts with a 3. Pitch on the way up top. And they got 1-0 now on Shoemaker. Shoemaker's first plate appearance here tonight. Shoemaker comes in hitting 182 on the year. That's a double and two RBI. That one in there for a strike will even things at one apiece. And the Bulldogs finally broke the kind of the trend that had been going in this game. Crusaders had gotten them 1-2-3 in the first, third, and fifth. Bulldogs had gotten runners on the second, fourth, and sixth. There's a ground ball out to Sherburn. He's going to have to come in. The only play is going to be to first, so the runner will move to second. But again, the most important player right now is always going to be the batter. You just need to get that batter out, but not Jericho. Ingram will step in. Ingram came in 429 on the year. Did not have an extra base hit coming into this one. And looking for his first hit against Kretzinger here tonight. He struck out swinging in the first, grounded out to short in the third, then struck out swinging in the fifth. Run out at second makes it just 4-3. Cal Hayden talking to the dugout right now, wanting to know what they're trying to cover. Kretzinger out of the stretch, comes to the plate. Fastball catches the outside corner, and the count is 0-1. Burkhardt is waiting on deck. It's been a good ball game here tonight. Both teams have made a couple of errors in situations, but really it's been a well-played game, been a well-pitched game. There's a foul ball back up against the screen. And the count now, no balls and two strikes. Crusaders trying to get out of here without having a bat again. Kretzinger now up to 102 pitches. Burkhart's thrown 67 since starting the second inning. He did not pitch in the first. Pitch on the way. Called strike three. I don't know how you watch that pitch. It's been called all night. And that is going to be the second out of the inning. That's
going to
bring up Tristan Burkhart.
Burkhart
struck out swinging in the first, grounded out to third in the third, and then flew out to center in the sixth. Seven strikeouts tonight now for Kretzinger. Pitch on the way outside. Nice play that time by Hayden to keep that one in front of him. Levi Reinke, one of those guys that's gotten on base so far tonight, so you want to try and stay away from letting him get up here in the inning. That means the tying run or lead run then is at the plate. Pitch on the way. Called strike on that outside corner in the count 1-1. Again, that outside strike's been there pretty much all night long, and that's a tough pitch to handle because for a right-handed hitter, more than likely you're just going to poke a weak grounder over to first. They come in with the breaking ball, popped up, but that'll drift foul back out of play. And the count now 1-2. Crusaders looking to move to 8-0. Bulldogs with the win could go to 5-3. More importantly for them, in a way, they'd go to 3-0 in the conference and have a win over the highest-ranked team in the conference and would give themselves a leg up on Coon Rapids in that conference race. That one's going to be thrown to the backstop. Wild pitch will move the runner down to third, and the count will even up at 2-2. Kretzinger that time overthrew that one a little bit. Blake Hayden tried to grab it, but it went off the tip of the glove well out into the left-handed batter's box as he had to dive out for that one. So the 2-2 offering coming up. Cal Hayden going over, the veteran senior, the All-Stater. Goes over to talk to his classmate in Cole Kretzinger and says, hey, just throw a strike here and let him put the ball in play. That runner at third again doesn't really matter right now. The guy at the plate is the key guy. Two outs. There's a chopper foul at the plate off of the batter Burkhart in the batter's box. And the count will remain 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two out. One on. We're in the top of the seventh. 4-2 Bowyer Valley trailing Coon Rapids Baird. Crusaders looking to move to 8-0 on the season. Cole Kretzinger looking to get the complete game here. He's thrown 108 pitches so far. Pitch on the way. There is a shot, and that is going to be a fair ball down the line. A run going to come in to score, and Burkhart's going to dig in for the double. So now the tying run at second base. Levi Reinke will step in. He grounded out to third in the first, popped up to the second baseman in the third, then reached on an error in the sixth. And John Waddle now talking with John Hayden. He's standing up in the dugout. We may get a visit to the mound here. Either that, yep, here he comes out of the dugout. Again, Kretzinger at 109 pitches. Do we get just a conversation? He's not bringing anybody else in. It's only going to be Kretzinger and the catcher, Blake Hayden. So 4-3 our score now. That run given up here a moment ago was an earned run. Fifth hit given up for Kretzinger tonight. Two of those hits came in the second, two came in the sixth, and now one here in the seventh. That leadoff walk comes back to hurt him. He gave up a run after a hit by pitch in the second, and then also gave up an unearned run in the sixth after an error, a couple of errors in that inning, kind of extended the inning. And now Coach Waddle looking out and having a conversation with some of his guys as he walks back to the dugout. So Kretzinger going to get an opportunity to finish this one here. A base hit here probably scores the tying run. Now the Crusaders would have a chance at the bottom of the seventh with Baker, Oswald, and Sherburn, the scheduled hitters. They'd rather get out here. They try that fake, and it does not work. They spin and throw out to second, or actually don't throw. They fake the throw to second. Burkhart slid back in and kind of got up, put his foot on the bag, looked around as Sherburn and Ty Hayden both diving like the ball had gotten past them, and Oswald comes sprinting in from center. That play used to work a lot for Coon Rapids Baird. A lot, but I think a lot of teams have now seen it, and it didn't work there. pitch on the way, called the strike on the outside corner, and the count is 0-1. It would have been huge if they could have gotten him, because Kretzinger still had the ball, and they'd have gotten him hung up between second and third and more than likely would have gotten him out. Kretzinger again takes a look back at second. We'll come to the plate. There is going to be a base hit out in the left. Coming up with it is McAllister. His throw home is going to be not in time, and we're tied at four apiece. And the lead run in Reinke is going to move up to second.
That is the ball game, 4-4.
And now John Waddle coming back out. I think that's going to do it for Cole Kretzinger. He's given up four runs. Three of those are earned. Just gave up his sixth hit here of the ballgame. And we are going to get a pitching change here in the game. We'll step away. We'll tell you the changes when we come up next right here on 93.7 at KKRL.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Get out, have some fun at Coon Bowl 3. Pull a few frames on their eight lanes. Then sink your teeth into one of Iowa's top 10 best burgers, served hot, fresh, and full of flavor. Coon Bowl 3's full menu has something for everyone, from hearty meals to tasty snacks, perfect for fueling up between games. Located on 6th Street in Coon Rapids, Coon Bowl 3 is your go-to spot for food, fun, and friends. Proud sponsors of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders and all area teams.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams, because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Sherburn, our new pitcher here for Coon Rapids Baird. We're here in the top half of the seventh inning, now tied at four apiece. Sherburn trying to get Crusaders out of a bit of trouble here. This is his fourth appearance on the hill. He's a 1-0, having thrown 6 2/3 innings, giving up 9 hits and 5 runs. 4 of those are earned. He has walked 9, struck out 5. His ERA at 4.20. His walks and hits per innings pitched 2.70. Opponents are batting .333 against him this season. Out of his four appearances now on the hill, he has started two of them, so has come off of, come off the bench, if you want to say it, or come in relief once already this season. He'll be facing Logan Thompson. Thompson tonight grounded out to third in the second, walked in the fourth, was eventually stranded over at third base as Cam Flaherty had come in to run for him, and then he singled his last time up back in the sixth. And then was thrown out trying to steal second base. The inning started with Kale Soma walking. And then Tyson Shoemake grounded out to second. And then Jericho Ingram struck out looking. So there was two outs with a runner at second. And Tristan Burkhart then singled driving in a run. Then Levi Reinke then singled driving in a run. So back-to-back hits. Scored at two runs. We're tied here at four apiece with a runner at second. Now they're going to intentionally walk Logan Thompson.
Intentional walk will bring up number 12, the DH, Owen Cogdill.
And that will go towards Sherburn because he's who's on the hill. The runner at second would be credited to Kretzinger. Cogdill will step in, hit by a pitch and scored in the second, struck out looking in the fourth. And then it grounded out and reached on an error in the sixth. He'll fake. Sherburn does that. He's going to throw to second. Runner will head back. Again, when we get done here after the Mackey Motors tailgate, I'll head back to the office and podcast the game. I'll put together the player of the game banner, the Culver's player of the game. Then I'll start collecting all the scores and stats and try and get everything typed up and posted for you yet tonight. Hopefully by about 2 in the morning, should hopefully wrap up. Some of that will depend on how long it takes to get results in. A one pitch coming up here as that pitch was foul tipped into the glove of Blake Hayden. Sherbin throws pretty hard. Pitch on the way. That one is fly deep, but that's going to be foul down the third base side. It's going to one hop the left field fence on the foul fence. And Sherbin out in front. No balls, two strikes. So Cogdell said, I like it that you throw a little bit harder. I'm going to drive this one, except for I'm just going to be out in front of it a little bit. But now Sherbin out in front here, no balls, two strikes. He'll probably come with something that's out of the zone, try to get him to chase. Reinke at second. You've got to Logan Thompson on over at first. Again, they intentionally walked him, but the lead run out at second base. Pitch on the way, called strike three, so Sherbin will come in and closes the door here.
As Kretzinger
will throw six and two-thirds, a big strikeout, eighth of the night tonight for Crusader pitching. So we're going to head to the bottom of the seventh, tied at two apiece. We're back in a minute here on KKRL.
When it comes to sports injuries and pain, call the specialist at Suffy Chiropractic Clinic, Dr. Mike Suffy and Dr. Jack Janning. Dr. Suffy and Dr. Janning work closely with area athletes and teams in providing effective treatment and rehabilitation of sports-related injuries. For optimal sports performance, call Dr. Mike Suffy and Dr. Jack Janning at Suffy Chiropractic Clinic, 792-6026. Or stop by their clinic at 1420 Highway 71 North in Carroll. Proud sponsors of all area teams.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Out there for Max Sherbin to end the top of the seventh inning. Crusaders will put Jace Baker, Caden Oswalt, and then potentially Max Sherbin at the plate here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. We're tied at four apiece. Coon scored a run in the first. Boyer Valley tied it with a run in the second. Crusaders scored two in the bottom of the fifth. Boyer Valley got a run in the top of the sixth. Crusader answered with a run in the bottom of the sixth to make it a 4-2 lead, and then it was two runs
14,
in the top
Baker.
Of the seventh again for Boyer Valley to tie this one up. And now Jace Baker will try and get the Crusaders going here. It'd be great to get that leadoff runner on if you're a Crusader fan. Baker walked his first time up, stole second and was stranded there, reached on an error in the third, eventually stranded over at third. Takes the first pitch up and away for ball one. Then single driving in a run. Stole second and came in to score in the fifth. One 0 pitch on the way. In there for a strike, and the count evens up now at 1-1. Left-handed batter at the plate. Again, got good speed if he can get on. Shadows now between home and the plate. That one is going to be popped up, should be playable. Thompson drifts into foul territory, drifts behind the bag, and makes the catch for the first out here in the inning.
Third base for out one. That'll bring up number eight.
That's going to bring up now Caden Oswalt. Oswalt looking for his first hit tonight, hit by a pitch in the first. Eventually stranded at first, then popped up to the third baseman in the third, and grounded out to the third baseman in the fifth. He was the second out of both that third and fifth inning. We're here in the bottom of the seventh. 4-4 our score. Nobody on. And one out. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. And the count is 0-1. Crusader crowd to my left a little quiet right now. I think maybe a little stunned at this one. Ranked number three all year. Pitch on the way in there for a strike. And the count is 0-2. Bulldog fans, after getting those two runs there in the top of the inning there, feeling pretty good right now. If they would get a chance to bat, if we go extra innings, it'll be Krychek, Easton, and Soma. It's almost done some damage. There's a swing and a miss and a strikeout of Oswald, second out of the inning.
Oswald goes down.
Six strikeout of the ballgame here for Burkhart. That's
going to
bring
two.
Up now Max Sherbrin. Sherbrin 0 for 2 tonight with a couple of strikeouts.
That'll bring up number 2, Max Sherbrin.
So Sherbrin trying to get a two-out rally going here. Otherwise, we'll head to extra innings. There's a little flare that could be caught. Soma's drifting back and runs into the second baseman and knocks down Bromer, but makes the catch to end the inning. A 1-2-3 for the Crusaders in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We're headed to 8. We are tied at 4 apiece. We're back in a minute here on KKRL.
Hi, this is Dr. Hercock from McFarland Clinic in Carroll. If you are expecting a baby, our family medicine department is here to help you every step of the way. Our physicians provide prenatal care and services, childbirth, and postpartum care. Your McFarland Clinic family medicine physicians can perform C-sections and VBACs during delivery. Call our family medicine office at 712-792-1500 or visit our website at McFarlandClinic.com for more information. McFarland Clinic Carroll, here for you and your growing family.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn, shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Tri-check, Houston and Soma, the scheduled hitters for Booyer Valley. We head here to the top half of the eighth inning. Matt Sherbrin back on the hill. We're coming to hear from the Motor Inn at Broadcast Booth. Looking for a great deal in your next vehicle? Stop by Motor Inn of Carroll and check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Friendly service, great financing options, and a team ready to help you find the perfect ride. Motor Inn of Carroll, together, let's drive. Sherbrin came in, did what he needed to do in the top of the seventh, and that was strike out the batter that he faced, and that got out of the Crusaders out of a little bit of trouble. Runners at first and second when he came into the ballgame. And Booyer Valley had already scored a couple of times. Krychek tonight popped up to the shortstop in the second, grounded out to the second baseman in the fourth, and singled in the sixth. Got to figure out who our Culver's player of the game in was, and this one ends, but it might not be for a while. Pitch on the way, taken downstairs for ball one. So we've still got some potentially critical plays coming up in this one. Booyer Valley hoping to get the leadoff guy on here in the eighth. Pitch on the way. Taken downstairs for ball two. That single is last time up. That was back in the sixth. There's a chopper over to third. Marsh will field. Pretty good throw, but that is going to pull Hayden off of the bag. And reaching on the air is a Krychek. So the Crusaders defense leaving them here late in this game. Two errors in the sixth. Kind of jump-started Booyer Valley. That one unearned run given up in that inning kind of allowed them to be right in this game. And that's going to bring up Thomas Heaston. Heaston singled and struck out twice tonight, so 1-for-3 at him at the plate. Singled in the second, stranded at second, then struck out looking in the fourth, struck out swinging in the sixth. He'll take the first spin in there for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Krychek, good base runner, 7-of-7, or Houston, excuse me. Krychek the better of the base runner of those two, but Houston the better of the hitters the way it looks. Pitch on the way inside. That'll even things up at one ball and one strike. A few people over here to my left making some noise, but for the most part, the Coon crowd very, very quiet right now. I'm sure if they get a big play here, they'll liven up a little bit. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed. Came with a fastball up top, and unable to keep up with it was Heaston. So Krychek again over at first. He is 7 of 7 in stolen bases. Heaston is at the plate. Pitch on the way, called strike three. And that pitch has been there all night. The hitters really haven't adjusted.
Looking for out number one.
And that's the second strikeout for Sherbrunn. Ninth of the night for Crusader pitching. Kael Soma will step in. He's had a pretty good night at the plate. Single driving in a run in the second. Flew out to left in the fifth. Hit the ball well. And then walked and scored in the seventh. He scored the first of those two runs in the top of the seventh. Bulldogs scored three of their four runs over the last two innings. Runner goes, and there's going to be no throw down. Krychek in with a stolen base. The count 0-1 now on Soma. Chase Bromert, the second baseman, is waiting back on deck. He was hit for by Shoemate last inning. Sherbrunn's pitch down in the dirt. Nice knockdown by Hayden. One ball and one strike. One out as well. Runner on base as well out at second. Our Mackey Motors tailgate will follow the game. We'll have our Culver's player of the game coming up in it. 1-1 pitch. Up top for ball two. Few more people pulling in and out there on the outfield along the trail. There's a chopper over towards Cal. He's going to field. He'll step on the bag. Does not have time to make the throw. So Krychek will move over to third. 3-2 for the second out.
That's going to bring up number 31.
That'll bring up Jason Bromert. Bromert popped up to the first baseman in the second, then grounded back to the pitcher in the fifth. So he is 0-2 on the night. Crusaders will have Marsh, Kratzinger, and then the top of the order. And if you're Booyer Valley again, depending on how that inning goes, they intentionally walk to both Cal and Ty Hayden. Pitch on the way, taken downstairs. That gets away from Blake. He can't find it and now ends up seeing it. But the runner does not go. And the count is 1-0. Everybody kept yelling there instead of telling him that the ball had squirted up the first base side. He's turning around looking behind him. But that ball came off of the left shin guard, and instead of going backwards, it scooted up the first base side. Pitch on the way up top. 2-0 the count right now on Bromert. Again, two outs here in the inning. The lead run over at third here in the top of the eighth. Krychek reached on the air. Sherbrunn out of the stretch, comes to the plate, fastball right down the middle. Now runs the count to 2-1. A lot of pressure right now on Hayden behind the plate, can't let anything get past him. Again, Krychek, 8 of 8 in stolen bases this year, so tells you he's a pretty heady base runner. Something gets far enough away from Hayden, he could score. Pitch on the way, pop foul out of play, that's up the first base side. The count now 2-2 on Jace Bromert. So good job battling back here from Sherbrunn after getting down two balls, no strikes. Is now even the count at 2-2. Baker playing over towards the line and right. Oswald playing on the second base side of center. And McAllister well off of the line out in left. They're anticipating this ball being pushed towards the right side. And there it is. That's going to be pop fouled over the dugout or right into the front of the dugout. And the count remains 2-2. Came with a beautiful pitch on the outside corner. Krychek with two outs going to be running on anything. He sacked softball in action tonight at Altarilla. You know, collect all the scores and all the stats from all the coaches for all tonight's softball and baseball. I'll get recaps typed up for everything and audio reports from every game. Pitch on the way, and that is going to be chopped into the catcher. Blake took a shot that time, I think, off of the hand. And home plate umpire wisely going to rub the baseball down a little bit and go out and talk to Sherbourne. Give Blake a little bit of time to rub that one off. John Waddle going to come out and check on him as that one got the free hand, not the glove hand. It got the throwing hand. And you could tell that one hurt. Actually, he's now pointing this at it. Got him more in the inner thigh area. And he's going to try and stretch that one out. Thought at first the way he came out of there that maybe got him in the hand, but he's trying to stretch that one out. Home plate umpire going to give him the time. And that is the way umpires and catchers, that's the relationship they build, because they both get plucked with balls, you know, back behind the plate there. Foul balls, pitches in the dirt, lots of ways that they get hit by pitches or balls off of the bat. 2-2 the count, two out, runner at third here. We're in the top of the eighth, tied at four apiece. Bulldogs looking to grab the lead. Crusaders looking to get to the plate. There's going to be a base hit. That's going to be out to left field. That'll score the runner from third, and another unearned run given up here tonight for Coon Rapids Baird. Sherbourne will give up the unearned run here in this inning on that base hit. So two unearned runs here. The Bulldogs now lead it by a score of 5-4.
Ingram to the plate.
RBI on that one from Bromert, and that's going to bring up Jericho Ingram. Ingram tonight, three strikeouts and a ground out to short. Struck out swinging in the first. Grounded out to the short in the third. Struck out swinging in the fifth and struck out looking in the seventh. Runner moves down to second. Sherbourne never threw a pitch. I think they may have called him for a balk. And now we're going to get a question from John Waddle here. So I'm not for sure, and Coach Waddle coming out of the dugout now, I'm not for sure what happened. Sherbourne went through the motion of throwing and then didn't throw the ball. It never came to the plate. The runner at first took off and moved down to second. They're not moving him back to first. Now we get a timeout called here at the plate by Ingram. If they'd have called the timeout, the runner would have had to go back to first. So the only thing I can think of is that they called the balk. They didn't see anybody put a hand up and signal that either. Pitch on the way. There's a chopper over to Marsh. He'll scoop. The throw is in time, and that is going to do it. But the Bulldogs get what they need here, at least one of what they need here in the top
Bulldogs
of the eighth. They pick up one run on one hit. There was one error and one left on base. We are going to head to the bottom half of the eighth. We're back in 1 minute here on KKRL.
UTVs have been around for over 20 years, but they're still evolving, and with them now being legal on Iowa roads, usage has evolved as well. Whether you're commuting to work, gravel traveling with friends, or hitting the most beautiful riding spots in the country, Olson's Outdoor Power has the right Polaris, Can-Am, or Kawasaki for you. On top of that, we have the turn signals, mirrors, and tires to make your UTV more comfortable and safer. Stop by today at Olson's Outdoor Power, your one-stop service and equipment shop, with locations in Atlantic and Carroll.
From empty stands to cheering fans, Carroll County Solid Waste would like to remind our area athletes, coaches, and spectators that it takes teamwork to keep our communities clean and safe. Like most sporting events, a trip through the concession stand for our favorite snacks, drinks, and sweets is a must. But being mindful of what we do with our leftover waste also matters. Cans and bottles should always go into recycling containers, and empty food packages should be disposed of in the trash. Whether on the field or on the court, we wish all area teams a safe and successful season. For Carroll County Solid Waste, delivering environmental services together.
Burkhardt trying to pitch here and pick up the win. He's only thrown 73 pitches. He came in to start the second inning. Crusaders at times have been extremely aggressive at the plate. He threw just five pitches back in the seventh inning, or six pitches back in the seventh inning to get out of that inning. So the Crusaders, they've had a couple of those innings where they've had like two batters have seen a total of two pitches. It'll be Marsh, Kretzinger, Cal Hayden. So 8-9 due, 8-9-1 due up. Marsh tonight struck out swinging in the second, grounded out to third in the fourth, and then was hit by a pitch Andrew McAllister came in to run for him in the sixth. McAllister sold second and then came in to score. And that was on a sack fly by Eli McAllister with the bases loaded. And the pitch on the way is taken outside for ball one. Again, appreciate everybody joining us here tonight. Crusaders hitting 7-0 coming into this one. Pitch up top, 2-0. And the leadoff runner on would be huge here, especially with that not guaranteeing you get to tie, but making it a better chance you get to tie. 2-0 pitch in their first strike, two balls and one strike. Because you're guaranteed to get to Cal if you can get one guy on. As long as you don't get doubled up, you got a chance to get to tie. So that means you get at least your 1-2 hitters do up here in the inning. And your two best hitters, that one up top as well. Now, Booyer Valley, the last time that they faced a situation here, back in the sixth, they intentionally walked both guys. Marsh will step out. He's going to take a look down at coach. Sun's starting to peek through over here on the third base side. An early start tonight. We started at 5:30. Potential for some storms later tonight. There's a swing and a miss. That'll run the count full. The concern was if the game went long that those storms later tonight may start. It sounds like it's going to be sometime maybe after 10 if we get any. Right now it's beautiful and sunny out. 3-2 offering popped up. That should be playable. Making the catch is the shortstop.
Popped up the shortstop for out one.
That is going to be the first out here in the inning. Making that one look easy that time. Was Krychek. That's going to bring up Cole Krantzinger. Cole flew out to center in the second, popped up to the catcher in foul territory in the fourth, and had a nice sack bunt back to the pitcher his last time up. There's a swing and a miss. And the count 0-1. So if you're Booyer Valley, if you can get through Krantzinger, do you again walk the two Haydens to get to McAllister and have the tying run at first base? And with those guys at speed, probably the tying run at third and the winning run at second base. The 0-1 pitch misses in the count 1-1, because more than likely, if you intentionally walk both of those guys, they'll steal third, steal second and steal third, or, you know, Cal will steal third, and Ty will steal second. Pitch up top, 2-1, but Krantzinger wants to put a little dent in that. He wants to get on base here and give Cal maybe a chance to hit. I don't know if you'll load the bases with two intentional walks if Krantzinger gets on. Pitch on the way outside. He's got a chance at doing that. Out in front now, three balls and one strike. Burkhardt up to 83 pitches here in the ballgame. Again, didn't start the game on the hill for Booyer Valley, but started the second inning for him and has pitched ever since. Shadows again now. Pretty much all the way from the pitcher's mound to home plate, almost all the way over to first. The outfield still in sun, third base in shade. That pitch in the dirt, going to get to the backstop here. Malone going to have to hustle to get it as Krantzinger runs well. He'll round the bag but not going anywhere. And the one-out walk.
Krantzinger draws the walk.
The first one given up by Burkhardt. And that's going to put the tying run at first with Cal Hayden to the plate. And we are going to get Bryce Oswald coming out to run over at first base for Krantzinger. So Oswald will come
pitch
in as a pinch
Krantzinger
runner.
Krantzinger will be number 30, Bryce Oswald.
So Bryce over at first now for Krantzinger. And the batter is Cal Hayden. And now coach coming out of the dugout again, Coach Steele. We're going to see. The last time he came out, he intentionally walked both Cal and Ty to load the bases. Eli McAllister then flew out to left for the second out, but drove in a run. Would you do that up one? They were down one at the time that they did that the last time. That put them down two, but it ended up paying off because you didn't hit either one of those guys to get a big hit that maybe made that a two or a three-run inning that might have ended this in seven. So Burkhart will step in. Coach Steele done with this conversation. Coach Hayden and Coach Waddle gathering Oswald, Ty, and Cal up the third base side. Doesn't look like they're going to do any intentional walks this time. As Cal is actually going through his warm-ups to get into the batter's box. And Will. So Bryce Oswald over at first. Sun in his eyes, Soma in the shadows. And stepping off is going to be Burkhart. Cal Hayden again takes a breath, steps out, now steps back in. Burkhart on the hill. Steps on the rubber, we're ready to go. Pitch comes to the plate, there's a shot. Could that one be? It's deep, and it is off the bottom of the fence. Bryce Oswald's digging around third. Cal's going to dig over to third, and we've got the winning run at third base off of the triple from Cal Hayden. And I would almost guess they're going to now walk Ty. The triple from Cal ties this one up. So the RBI triple, and that's what Cal is capable of. Fourth hit given up here, and that walk comes up big. We're tied at five apiece. And the winning run now down at third with Ty Hayden coming to the plate. Infield's drawn in. And they're going to, just as I anticipated, they are going to intentionally walk Ty.
Walk for Hayden. That'll bring up number seven, Eli McCall.
Now with a one out and two really quick guys and smart baseball guys on the base pass. Will John Waddle put Ty in motion, trying to get him in a pickoff between first and second? If you're Boot Year Valley, the only run that matters is the guy at third. You don't care about that guy at first. There's only one out, so it doesn't do you any good to make a play on him. You've got to get Cal out over at third and get Eli out here at the plate. So now Coach Waddle going to call a quick timeout to get his guys together here. And now the home plate umpire says that we need to get the game going here. Now they're going to intentionally walk Eli McAllister. So now the bases are loaded to Blake Hayden. So Blake Hayden comes in. He walked his first time up. Andrew McAllister came in to run for him, stole second, stranded at third, struck out swinging in the third, singled, driving in a run, or singled and scored a run. Andrew McAllister did in the fifth. And then Blake also flew out to left in the sixth. Here, anything in the air to the outfield that's deep enough will score Cal. A base hit somewhere scores. They're going to try and get the double play home to first, so the infield is drawn in. So anything hard on the ground not hit at one of the defenders on the infield is probably going to get through, and that'll score Cal. Cal's got great speed, and anything that could get past the catcher, Malone, would score Cal. Heads up runner over there at third. So you got Cal Hayden at third, Ty Hayden at second, Eli McAllister at first. The only guy that matters right now if you're the Crusaders besides Blake is Cal over at third, and that's the same for the Bulldogs. That's the winning run. 5-5 our score, pitch on the way, swung on and missed. And the count 0-1, Jace Baker is waiting on deck. Blake will take a second, steps out, now steps back in. Burkhart coming to work. Pitch on the way, squares around to bunt, misses it. Everybody crashing, so Cal able to get back. He had come off a third quite a ways, and Malone looked down there at him, but nobody covering the bag for him to be able to throw, with Thompson, the third baseman, crashing for the potential bunt. That was another thing that Coach Waddle likes to do. He is not afraid to put the suicide on, but the count now 0-2 on Blake. Squares around again, gets the bunt down, the play to the plate is not in time, and the Crusaders will win it on the fielder's joint sack bunt by Blake Hayden as he drives in the winning run. Cal Hayden scores from third as he got a great jump, and the Crusaders will rally to win it here tonight by a final of 6-5. They win it in eight innings. We'll step away, take a break. We've got our Mackey Motors tailgate coming up for you next here on 93.7 at KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
More Lumber of Coon Rapids is proud to back our local high school athletes on the court, the field, and the diamond. Just like a solid game plan starts with the right team, every great project starts with the right materials, from lumber to hardware and everything in between. More Lumber supplies the quality you need with hometown service you can trust. More Lumber, supporting student athletes and building strong communities. One project at a time.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to support our local athletes, including the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. Community isn't just in our name, it's the heart of what we do. From home and auto to farm and business coverage, we're here to protect what matters most to you with prices that fit your budget and service that's always fast and friendly. Stop by our Coon Rapids office or call 712-999-2288. Community Insurance Agency. Protecting what's important right here at home. Go Crusaders!
Looking for a new appliance? Head to Coon Rapids Hardware, your hometown appliance headquarters. Hi, it's Robin. We are your authorized Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer. If it's not on our floor, no worry. Let us order it in for you. From appliances to hardware, we've got everything you need for your home under one roof. We are proud supporters of the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. Coon Rapids Hardware, way more than your average hardware store.
At Pro Lake Super Value in Coon Rapids, we know that great teams are built in hard work, dedication, and community pride. And that's why we're proud to support our Coon Rapids Baird Crusader athletes. Whether you're stocking up for game day snacks, family dinners, or just your weekly groceries, Pro Lake Super Value has everything you need. Fresh produce, quality meats, and friendly hometown service. From our family to yours, go Crusaders. Pro Lake Super Value in Coon Rapids, your local store.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never-frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Mackey Motors at Tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 17 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. What a win here tonight for the Crusaders. It was not pretty, but they get the job done here tonight as they move to 8-0 on the season, and also to 2-0 in the Rolling Valley Conference. They were up 4-2, gave up a couple of runs in the top of the seventh to tie it, then gave up a run in the top of the eighth to fall behind 5-4. They get two in the bottom half of this eighth inning, and they go on to win it here tonight by a final of 6-5. We're going to talk with Cole Kretzinger now, who did a great job on the hill here tonight. Cole, congratulations. Appreciate you joining this one. This one's got to feel good. Probably not as easy as maybe you thought it was going to be going in tonight.
Yeah, yep. First game, I really stretched out my pitch count, so arm still feels fine. Came down to the wire, but we got it done.
What was feeling good for you tonight? I thought you threw everything you threw was pretty well. I had you going 6 2/3, giving up 6 hits and 4, 3 of those earned, but I thought you threw well tonight. How did you feel out there?
I felt good. The last game I pitched wasn't the best, so I just wanted to come back and throw strikes. I slowed it down a little bit on my speed, so I threw the changeup really good, curveball, found that for a lot of strikes, and the fastball. And it was my one bad pitch I couldn't really find the strike zone with, but it still ended up punching out a couple people and getting people to swing. So main goal is just to put the ball in play, let my defense work.
And they did a nice job behind you for the most part tonight. What I liked was you kind of found that low outside corner was being called, and you kind of kept peppering that all game.
Yep. I told Blake when the dugout one inning that just the next inning set up outside of the on the right chalk, and just we'll pound that side because he's calling it, and he's calling on them and calling on us. So side best just go to it. So worked
out. How disappointed were you? You get through 6 2/3 not to be able to finish this one. A couple of errors. Defense played pretty well, but a couple of errors kind of extended some innings on you.
Yeah. Max, he's a good pitcher, so I trusted him when he came in, and I understand the pitch count rule, and would have liked, there's a couple of innings that I stretched the pitch count out, not the defense, is my fault, so walked a couple people, and so part of it on me that I stretched it out, but I would like to get it, finish it out, but it's all right.
For you guys, though, to fall behind, kind of be pushed, you haven't really been pushed a whole lot. I think Lennox pushed you in the one game of the second game of the doubleheader, but really haven't been challenged much. So to get challenged and come up with the plays, what's this tell you about this club?
Well, it was a gutsy ending.
Yep.
So I guess we haven't really been pushed, and I wasn't really expecting it. They're a good ball club, so we just had to fight back, and we did that pretty good. So. Suicide bunt to end it was pretty gutsy, but I guess
especially
that's Coach
two
Waddle.
Strikes, right?
Yeah,
that is Coach Waddle. So. Take me through that. What are you watching and for? Because you know what the calls are. So what are you watching for, even when you're not at the plate, knowing maybe what the guys are going to be doing?
Just watching where the ball goes and what they're doing with the ball, pitchers, and how the outfield and infield's playing. Maybe some shifts going on or something. So that's. About all I'm watching for.
You came up with one out there in the eighth inning. You got that rally started.
Yep.
So take me through that at bat and what was going through your mind.
It was really just as a nine hole, I got to do whatever I can to get on base for the top. And so I was either going to hit it or put my back toe on the edge of the chalk. And if I got hit, I got hit. If I got walked, I got walked. If I got a hit, I got a hit. So did whatever I could to get on for Cal to get back up. And he laced one in the center field. So
absolutely.
Worked out.
Well, tell you what, great job tonight.
Thank
Congrats
you.
On the victory. Keep
Thank
pitching
you.
Well.
Thanks.
You bet. Cole Kretzinger joining us here. We'll get head coach John Hayden now on the headsets here. And John, I tell you what, you know, Cole said it right before you came over here. That's Coach Waddle. Not too many people call for, you know, a bunt with two strikes and the bases loaded in the bottom of the eighth inning. You call for it, and Blake Hayden gets it down. You got Cal at third. You know he's gonna get a great break and did, and you end up winning. But gutsy call and a gutsy play by a freshman to get that bunt down.
Well, a couple thought process went there. You know, Blake had struggled putting the ball in play tonight. A little long, and I gave him one swing. I was going to give him one swing. We actually went with a kind of a safety squeeze on the second one because I thought maybe we'd catch him by surprise after we didn't do anything on the first pitch. So I thought the defense was backing up with Cal. He's very good at reading the downward plane of the baseball and stuff. But then I knew they were pinched up, and I thought, you know, sometimes I wouldn't do that with an 0-2 count, but I thought, you know what, if he does throw one up and he can't get it down, you know what, we go extra innings, an inning. You know, we were in that situation where we're, you know, we had playing with our money then once we tied it up. But I just thought the other thing, Jeff, is, you know, we spend a lot of time on bunting.
Right.
And I'm on them pretty hard about it.
Yep.
And I tell them you're going to get one shot sometimes, and you got to be able to do it. And so I got to give Blake credit. It was a tremendous bunt.
Yep.
They had no play whatsoever. And, yeah, it was a gamble, and fortunately for us it worked out. But you've got to give Boyer Valley a heck of a lot of credit.
Yeah, they played well and pushed you guys. Hey, I just said something to Cole. You guys, besides the second game of that doubleheader against Lennox, really haven't been challenged yet until tonight. So this teaches you a little bit of something about your club and how they really react in games where they're challenged.
It'll teach you some stuff about maybe listening and taking to heart what I talk about in batting practice or pre-practice.
Yep.
I told him, I said, Boyer Valley has pushed us 2 years in a row.
Right.
One of the two games, they've had us on the ropes where they could strike and take a win against us. I said, fortunately for us, those 2 years, they didn't get the hit that they needed at the right time, or we made a comeback. And I said, we're going to sit around, no energy whatsoever in the first three innings or so. And I said, these guys now know that we have a ball game.
Right.
I said, you're in for a dogfight tonight.
Yep.
And that's exactly what happened. And so maybe it got our attention a little bit. sometimes, you know, when things are going well and you look at rankings and things like that, you get full of yourself.
Yep.
This should humble us.
Yeah, absolutely.
And all credit goes to them.
Yeah. You and I talked, we do the weekly interview, I think Mason had you last week, but I had you after that first week, and I mentioned Coy. I really liked that one inning that he threw up at ESAC. I thought he gave you a pretty good 6 2/3. Not to be hard on the defense, but you take away a couple errors. He said if I'd have thrown a few strikes and not walked a few guys, that those plays might not have mattered. But a couple of errors extended things. He had a chance to get a win and a complete game for you here tonight.
Absolutely. And coming in, just to be honest with you, we wanted him on a 65-pitch count.
Right.
Because we have a tournament game tomorrow. We
yep.
have, you know, Glidden coming up on Monday. So with this wacky world of pitch counts, you got to kind of forecast ahead 3, 4, 5 days
right.
to see where you're going to put your pitchers or what position you're going to put them in. And obviously that didn't work out. You know, Coach Hayden said, who are we going to next? I said, we're going to no one next.
Right.
You know, we didn't. Caden was out with his pitch count. Max, we knew he was on a pitch count if he could throw tomorrow. But it came to the point where you had
right.
to go for it. I mean, if we
right.
were going to try to win the game, we just had to shoot all the bullets that we had. And that's what we had to do. And so we rode Cole there. And, yeah, we didn't do him a lot of a service there. And, you know, in Max's defense, we probably should have been gutsy enough maybe on the guy that got the hit to put him ahead, maybe spin him a curveball or something. But, you know, it's a 9-hitter. Might have got him, but you
right.
don't want to bounce it in the dirt or throw
right.
it away and give him a cheap run. If you're going to get beat, make him get a hit. And give the kid credit. He got a hit.
And he did. Max came in there in the seventh and got you out of a situation there where you could have been behind going into the bottom of the seventh.
Huge. And I told Max, you know, I said, were you comfortable maybe spinning a curve there? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, we probably should have went with it and had the confidence. And, you know, Blake's still learning the position back there.
Yep.
It's a lot of pressure on him, too. You know, if you have Ty back there, you're probably maybe a little bit more comfortable because
right.
of his experience. So you factor all those things in when you make a pitch call. You know, all that stuff goes through your head. And we just thought, well, maybe, you know, we could get him thinking curveball because we'd thrown so many fastballs. But, like I said, give him credit. He put the bat on it. And, you know, on the flip side, we didn't do that a lot
right.
with two strikes. We struck out way too much with two strikes, and we've got to eliminate that.
Bedford and Pleasantville. Pleasantville, I think, number 1 and 2, if memory serves in Comerica. So going to be challenged tomorrow. So you got two games coming up. What's the mindset going into those two?
Well, I talked to him about that. I said our mindset should be pretty sharp tomorrow
right.
morning.
Yep.
You should want to get your uniform back on. You should want to get out there and put on a more spirited performance.
Right.
I don't want to say bad performance because I really don't want to take anything
right.
away from Boyer Valley because they played a tremendous baseball game.
Yep.
They really did. And did. And I'll tell you, baseball's a weird game. You've seen
right.
it enough. I've seen it enough that all of a sudden balls start getting popped up, ground balls, they start making plays. They made some plays on some pretty hard-hit balls.
Yep.
But then that's a momentum. Hey, we can do it, you know, and they get all spirited and fired up, and we're sitting in the dugout, and I told them early, hey, you know what, you're going to sit there, and then you're going to give me the rah-rah in about the sixth inning when we're down a couple runs.
Right.
Well, what did we have to do? We had to rah-rah in the eighth.
Yep.
You know, and luckily for us, we got a guy on, Cal delivers the big hit,
yep.
and, you know, and the rest is history. So it's all things that you can learn.
Well, Coach, as always, I know you got to go get a JV game going here, so appreciate you joining us tonight. Best of luck coming up tomorrow.
Thank you. Appreciate your coverage,
John. You bet. John Waddle again, the head coach for the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Let's name our Motor Inn player of the game, excuse me, our Culver's player of the game. We're going to run you through at least Coon Rapids Bear number here. Cal Hayden, 3 for 3 with an RBI, 2 runs scored and 2 stolen bases. He also has walked a couple of times in there, one intentionally and one not intentionally. Ty Hayden tonight 0 for 3 with 2 intentional walks and a hit by pitch. Eli McAllister 0 for 3 with a sack fly and an RBI. Blake Hayden 1 for 3 with an RBI and a walk. Andrew McAllister with a run scored for him. Jace Baker 1 for 3 with an RBI and a walk. Caden Oswald 0 for 3 with a hit by pitch. Matt Sherbin goes 0 for 3. Tucker Lewis 0 for 1. Merrick Marsh goes 0 for 3 with a hit by pitch. Eli McAllister had a run scored for him. Cole Kratzinger 0 for 2 with a walk. Bryce Oswald did have a run scored for him as well. Pitching-wise, I had Kratzinger going 6 2/3 innings, giving up 6 hits and 4 runs. 3 were earned. He ended up hitting 1, walking 2, and striking out 7. Max Sherbin will get the win going an inning in 2/3. Gave up 1 hit and 1 run. It was unearned. He did strike out 2. So Coon Rapids Bear picking up a 6-5 victory here tonight in 8 innings. Tell you what, could have went with Cole Kratzinger for our player of the game tonight. Could have went with Blake Hayden with that bunt there at the end. But if Cal Hayden does get that triple and put himself in position to tie it up and then come in and score the winning run, Crusaders don't get that bunt opportunity there at the end. So Cal Hayden again 3-for-3 tonight with a triple, a double here in the ballgame tonight. And he has scored twice tonight, two of their six runs. So Cal Hayden is our Culver's player of the game. Thanks for tuning in to our Mackey Motors at tailgate here tonight. This is Jeff Langton saying thank you for listening to baseball coverage here tonight on 93.7 at KKRL. Have a great night and a great weekend, everybody. Don't forget to check out our website for recaps, all of the stats and audio recaps of all of tonight's area baseball and softball coming up a little later tonight on the Brinks Exterior Sports Report at sports.1380kcim.com.